It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's going to be a short show.
Greg.
It's on the way.
Matt.
The Down Undertaker.
Steve.
If tomorrow I woke up and I was a black, one-eyed midget in a wheelchair with AIDS, my life would still always be better because I knew that Anna Nicole Smith died.
And Vaughn.
You know, Vaughn.
I really wish you hadn't done that.
Sorry.
You look what you did, you little jerk.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Holy shit. I thought Steve Austin showed up for a second.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Goodbye.
You've got mail. You've
patterned baldness.
You've got a weight problem.
You are a whore.
Welcome to the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. The website.
When do we get a website?
Also, please, please, please send your name and address to ARStickers. At AOL.com.
Because we actually are getting ready to print them.
Are we? Did you talk to the guy?
Yeah, the guy. The hookup.
Yeah, the hookup.
Webmaster Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
The cool. Mystery part.
Web Monster Mike, we'll call him.
Whoa.
Oh.
So we are going to be printing up stickers, and we will send them to you for free. You just got to send us your address. Yes, Vaughn.
How many people besides the one we have?
Two.
We have two?
Yeah.
And who this would be? Would it be...
I like poop. Want stickers.
Oh, so California.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God.
A deserving soul, I'm sure.
So Japan and California, watch out.
Holy shit. At least we're spreading the word.
Yeah.
Spreading it thin, but it spreading it nonetheless.
The
it
far is. East and out west will be plastered with two stickers. Yes, two.
I might,
Aristocrat
I
stickers.
Might send them two apiece.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that in our budget?
No.
I didn't think so.
It is Thursday. We are live thanks to CringeHumorRadio.com.
.com.
Wonderful.
Motherfucker.
Glad to be here. Lots of news today. We actually did prep.
Cool. Oh,
unlike last year, we were just... Last week. Yeah, it feels like last year.
It felt like it.
Where we were just like, Anna Nicole Smith died. Great, let's go!
Let's run with it.
Yeah. And she has been all over the news, and I'm...
She's also been dead.
Yeah.
She still is dead.
She still died.
Yeah. Her? She still isn't in the ground, and neither is James Brown.
I wow. never...
Yes.
It's been like 2 months now. James Brown is still not in the ground.
He died before Christmas.
Yeah. He's still not in the ground.
Well, he's still
is he really? No?
No, he's still not in the ground.
Why?
His kids are still just...
They're fighting over what they're going to do with him.
Oh, fighting over that, and his wife, the one that he just got married to a couple years ago, beating. And
she just got let in the house, right?
She finally got let in the house, and she's still fighting over what she gets out of the will, too.
He didn't say... Like, you get what I want done with me? They don't have any right to argue over.
No.
Must have
well,
you get nothing. You lose.
The last
good
time...
day, Negro.
Wow.
Good day.
You lose.
The last time the will was revived was before he got married to this woman. So she's fighting everything that is written.
That's terrible.
Wow. I'm in Godfather. Purgatory. Godfather of rock and limbo.
Literally.
So his body's somewhere. Mm. It was like at one point
Godfather
last month.
Of soul.
As one point last month, it was like in a room in his house, like highly chilled.
Maybe
just
they just
chilled out.
Wow.
And now it's like in a special area. They took it out of the house.
Well, maybe they have to transport it someplace else, and they just can't get him a flight again.
They put a room air conditioner in there, and he's on ice.
They just put him on a reefer.
They got to put on high.
Derek's room.
They got a big block of ice with like a fan behind it with the tassels on
it.
Like
it's got the tassels, so you know which way it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Cute.
I think they noticed his hair was falling out, so they just started to put him in a normal room.
Wow.
That shit.
I don't think that hair's going anywhere.
No.
That hair's going to be on him for a long, long time.
They should just sell it.
Yeah. Did anybody else die?
I was hoping Scott Hall would die, but...
Hey, what was up with that? You're like, I'm betting on Scott Hall. Coke overdose. Let's go.
I've been saying Scott Hall's going to be the next wrestler to die, at least. Yeah.
Since he started cutting promos.
Pretty much.
92.
Yeah. No, for probably about the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I think it's longer than that.
You think he's... Yeah? You think it's been longer I've been talking about that?
I think so.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually. It's probably been 2 or 3 years.
I mean, he's not even working, so...
He does little stints for TNA every now and then.
He's not
anything for a while. That's true.
You said TNA, but what does that mean?
Tits and ass, baby.
I guess.
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Total nonstop action.
That's it, total nonstop action.
I swear to God.
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Totally nonsensical assholes.
All I know is they're wrestling in the dodecagon.
Yeah, no. Wow, the dodecahedronagon.
How awkward is that, though?
I would never do that.
I have never watched a second of TNA.
Good.
I don't even know what station it's on.
But it's still better than Society Wrestling.
You know,
that doesn't even exist.
I saw that. Saw that finally.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, my God. There's explosive outside the ring.
Everything explodes.
CGI.
Oh, my God.
No, CGI.
There he comes. Oh, my God. He exploded before he got to the ring.
I didn't know fireworks were... Well, they are explosives, but I didn't know they were... Deadly explosion.
Yeah,
well,
no.
They are deadly explosions.
Yeah, there's going to be.
But I didn't
guy.
Know sparklers were dangerous.
Yes, they are. They're deadly. The guy whose name is Spontaneous Human Combustion, just so they can abuse their CGI explosions. It's so terrible.
Is that for real?
They changed camera angles so many times.
Right.
I was going to be sick.
Yeah,
it's ADD wrestling.
ADD wrestling.
I said it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rogers loves it.
Well, duh. Rogers.
Oh my God!
It.
He put the belt. The belt exploded.
Oh my God!
He untied his boots and they exploded.
He went to cut a promo and the mic exploded. Oh, he high-fived a fan and the fan exploded.
I was going to say that
heads explode.
They would just have the top turnbuckles explode every time you ram somebody's head into them, so that you could never really do
one,
a 10 count.
1, 2, 3, boom, boom. Oh my God, this wrist looks so bad, my head's gonna explode!
Every time the ref's hitting a mat, his head's exploding. A new one reappears. Kaboom! 3! A headless referee lifts the guy's arm.
Blow up that whole building and everyone in it.
Yeah. Seriously, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. They had a coffin at ringside that looked like a 4-year-old made it, really. It looked like it was made out of cardboard.
Paper mache.
And they tombstoned the guy into it. X-Pac. No, what's his name?
Vampiro
tombstoned X-Pac. Into
you know
the
what? That's an original
and
idea.
And guess what it did?
Fell apart.
It blew up.
It exploded.
It exploded.
That's
old
an original
exploding
idea.
Coffin but, gag.
Because you can pin someone anywhere in the building.
Did anybody see the episode where they had the bed of fluorescent light bulbs and the guy just jumps into it and all of a sudden you see shocks flying
out?
I
almost
like
thought you said a bed of frosted
flakes. They had an electric fence on the one I saw.
What did you say? Did you say fluorescent light bulbs?
Yeah, why?
I thought he said frosted flakes.
Yeah, and all of a sudden just milk flew out of nowhere.
Vampiro,
Tony the Tiger went great.
Vampiro was wrestling Tony the Tiger for the cereal belt. It's the breakfast belt ball.
The tricks rabbit slipped him the chair, though, and that was a deciding factor.
It's the Greataplex!
What?
That's his finisher.
The Tiger Bomb?
Oh, God.
Wow.
There's something that actually looks interesting that I might try out. It's on pay-per-view at WWE 24/7.
Oh, yeah, on demand.
On demand WWE.
All kinds of shit.
Even has old like territory stuff from back in the 70s.
Basically everything that Vince now owns in some way or another. Yeah, pretty much everything.
They have
like
full,
AWA
they have
all kinds of shit, yeah.
Full Nitro and Raw episodes.
Yes.
They have ECW.
And they have like things about like when Nitro was talking about what was going to happen on Raw the next night. Like they emphasized
the Monday night.
Yeah, the wars.
War
the Monday night
or whatever,
wars,
yeah.
When wrestling was really interesting.
It actually,
exposing storylines.
Oh, my God.
It's fake. But it actually looks
he
very
He will get pinned.
I'd like to see all that old stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
It's so the best.
I might check that out.
When it was still a fantasy.
I know. Wow. Yeah. While we're still on this.
Before the internet.
I want to talk about this Roddy Piper DVD.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. Some guy.
No.
What? Is he dead?
I just wanted to say it was meh.
He's dead in the fact of wrestling, yes. He still occasionally does a movie every once in a blue moon.
No, he comes out, he does a Piper's Pit, and he takes a bump. And then you don't see him for like 2 years.
I don't get it, though.
He's recovering from that bump.
I know.
Yeah, leg surgery for the last 15 years.
The screws in his hip are now rusting.
Ah, get me out of here! This thing was like four DVDs.
Yeah.
The last DVD, no joke, is 20 minutes.
That's terrible.
What's on the DVD?
It's like clips from Piper's Pit that they didn't want to put in. So they just did like clips of like random like him interviewing like Hillbilly Jim on Piper's Pit. Something that no one really wants to see, but I do.
Yeah, you know. Well.
What I really wanted to see, they kept showing clips. Remember they had the old, it was like a talk show with Vince? Was it Primetime Wrestling or something?
Well, I don't
remember
what Primetime Wrestling was just a show on Monday nights before Raw.
But this was back in the 80s. They had, it looked like, you know, like a...
Yeah.
Whatever. And he's
there. They did the talk show, then they did the wrestling or whatever after, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
It was on at nights, wasn't it?
Yeah. But Piper was sitting there talking about Mr. T, and he said he's the only guy I know who wears more chains than his ancestors.
Wow.
Oh, holy shit. Holy wow.
Piper was the man.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Damn. He really fucking was. He was such a dick.
Mm-hmm.
He got away with a lot of shit.
He really did.
He
really
still kind of is, though.
I love the whole stuff. I love the Bad News Brown feud.
They were talking about that. They basically made him look like he was insane. Like they just had like Tom Pritchard and all these guys going, I don't know what the hell he was doing. What did it mean? And they said he couldn't get the paint off.
Oh, God. That's
so
yeah.
He had to go back to his house. Like he was like in the airport. He said he was drunk. He was pissed. And he was painted half black.
Wait, are we talking about that one where, the one where he's painted half black?
WrestleMania 6.
And he's, yes, I've seen that so many times online, like through YouTube. It's like one of the biggest ones.
He's insane.
I forgot.
Wait,
that
do they have the match or do they have the promo?
Just a promo.
Oh, I want to. I want to see the promo. I haven't seen it in years.
I've seen the promo like 100 times.
Okay, then. So you know the hot rod or the hot Scott.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck. It does, well, you're totally out of your.
The promo before the match was good, but he had a promo on like superstars, like a week before it happened.
Yeah, it was like,
and he's like, "I raised my fist for Black Pride," and all. It's just fucking stupid. I'm like, what the hell is he talking? I was actually like,
he's always been insane though.
I got douche chills watching him. Yeah, like, what is he talking about?
What about the one where he's talking about Rick Rude? He's like, "I'm gonna eat a garage. I'm gonna watch a few more of these matches.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna get rude." Remember that?
You get a little rude too, young fella.
What the fuck is eat a garage mean?
I don't know.
I think half the time he was fucked up, man. It was crazy.
I had to be.
Oh,
he was
my
great.
God, yeah. He was a drunk asshole.
He still is, man, though. You really think about it.
He's my mother's all-time favorite wrestler.
Well, why wouldn't he be? Yeah,
a quick little segue, bringing up Garage, reminds me. Matt introduced me that night to My Death Space.
Oh, you haven't been there?
I've never heard of it.
It's
fantastic.
Been talked about. And
what, you thinking of hanging yourself in your garage?
No.
No. This is like,
I've thought about that already. I'm not going to do it. I don't have a garage anyway.
I thought you're going back to your old house and there's out there. So many good memories there.
You want to just play this real quick and then do the My Death Space?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, do it.
This is the douche chill promo.
Oh, excellent.
I'll be Bad News Brown and Roddy Piper. You ain't nothing but a spy and a cockroach.
First of all, cockroaches don't have a spine. They got a hard shell. So we know two things about you. You're a jerk and you're stupid.
Oh, Roddy Piper, you a sharecropper with big pot belly. You ain't a man. You different, you and them sharecroppers for me.
You're right. We are different from you. Us sharecroppers and me, we're different. We're honest and we're real men.
You see, when it comes to me, there ain't no difference between black or white. I'm them all, baby. I will have my fist up for Black Power in WrestleMania 6, but it'll be for Mr. Mandela and me, RP. I don't die. I just multiply.
Wow. I've seen that before, actually, recently. But the promo at WrestleMania,
how bad is that?
He's completely
Craig actually took his headphones off.
He's done.
He does a blackface impression, then he does an ad for Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
Come on. He sings Mammy. And
well, what was the thing that he once said? He's like, it ain't no different than David Duke becoming Prez. Was that when Taker won the belt? Yeah, he's like, we hear the bells and we be coming. Ding dong.
He's
he said things that like they probably told him, don't say this. Yeah. He's like, I got a great idea for a promo, Vince. I got to show it to you. And he brings it out, and he's like, I don't want you to say that on the air. And he says it anyway.
Rowdy, if you're not going to say something, don't say David Duke. Please, just don't say David Duke. And The Undertaker.
Especially in 1991.
I know.
You know, right. When David Duke was known.
And right,
most of those his basement.
And most of those were taped probably like earlier, right? Before
what
before
was that?
those promos.
Yeah, those they played those in like Superstars right. And like the weekend shows.
Yeah, and knowing them, they probably did those over and over and over again. He kept doing this.
There was production.
Like, he just threw out the main script. Just went
is
from
that,
mind.
Is that the promo you were talking about?
No. I've seen the
full WrestleMania
yes,
6 promo.
I've seen that.
Okay.
One.
That one is the one that I want to see.
They might have took it down.
They probably did, yeah.
Because I think I only saw it a couple times. But I've seen that one 100 times, too.
Yeah.
That one's just like, oh.
That one's just lame, though.
That one, it's just funny because it's like, what the fuck?
But,
so my death space.
Anyway, back to that.
Well, the garage thing made me think of, there was
wow.
Well, that, too.
That made me think of
so
unopportune.
An article about some kid, he flipped his SUV into his garage, and the garage collapsed on top of his car.
Yep, pretty much dead.
Very dead.
Yeah.
How the fuck
dies
do you do that?
When the garage he crashes SUV into collapsed on him.
I'm okay.
I'm actually quite dead now.
My death
His
space,
hand comes up like Super Shredder.
Yeah. My death space is fun because not only do they have the profiles of people that died, but
murderers.
The people that killed them.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll just be like murderer number one, and you can go there and
those
like,
are
see
good.
MySpace.
Yeah. Or it's not just the ones who kill them, it's the ones who kill people who have MySpace pages or
yeah.
kill their kids.
Well,
like there was that one, the guy who killed his two kids.
Yeah.
And he had the MySpace
and
page.
And they still have the profile up.
Yeah, and they're like, what the fuck? And they still and it tells you exactly what they did, like from the news report.
Yeah, they'll actually have the news
report. And
article.
Then the link, and it's like
yeah, I actually saw one, some girl got into a car accident. She was drunk, and two of her friends got into the car with her. She killed both of them, and she has this big rant on her MySpace page about how, like, you know, she's sorry, you know, that she did it, but they knew what they were getting into when
what?
They got in the
yeah.
car with her. She
a
actually says that
car.
On her page. Yeah. She's
like, she kn- I told them they were going to die.
Yeah. Guys, there's a chance that you're not going to make it out of this.
I was the most sober of them.
They Seriously. Signed the drunk waiver.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, where does this girl, you know, who does this girl think she is? You know, she.
I don't know.
But she will be doing some serious time, fortunately.
Ah, thank God.
Dead.
My favorite was the 15-year-old girl was with some like 25-year-old dude. He was doing like 90 mm-hmm. on the highway. He crossed
going
over
to McDonald's
and he crashed into another car, and the car exploded on impact.
Boom!
I love that.
Was that?
I love fiery.
I wish there was video of it too.
Yeah, me too.
Was that a promo for the Static X Age Ice Age Wrestling Program?
What? What?
The Generation X
Static
Age
X.
Ice's Ugh. Wrestling program at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my god!
Oh my god! He went to talking to the mic, and the mic exploded.
I think Derek said that.
I did.
Oh my god! The microphone wires on fire! Oh my god! It's going up! Oh my god! It's a fuse! It's Mean Gene!
His Mean Gene!
His ring valet bunny. Her tits exploded! Oh my god! There's silicone everywhere.
Holy
it's
shit.
Burning hot. Oh my god. Oh my god, my TV exploded. Thank God.
And
bad.
It. We're spent.
Bad wrestling.
Yeah, it won't last.
No.
Are those explosions?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm trying to queue up that promo that Matt wants to see.
Yeah. Ooh.
Cuz I'm pretty sure it's on.
Oh here. Good.
How wonderful.
Right, anyway, we'll keep talking.
Yeah.
Is this all hot rod stuff?
Yeah, we're on a Roddy Piper kick tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Didn't he have cancer?
It didn't say it, but
I think during that whole stint where he wasn't doing anything like in the 90s, like when he made those, he was doing the whole thing when he was doing the stuff for WCW.
Yeah,
when
and
he
then
was
he
screaming,
all of a sudden, yeah, and all of a sudden
Celtic,
he just disappeared one day.
Gaelic.
Yeah, he was just doing all that shit, and all of a sudden he disappeared for like 10 years. I think that the whole stint was like that. It was either that or he was doing something. He was just faking it. I don't know.
It was a good well, idea.
Faking cancer. No, I heard recently that he had cancer, and that's why he had to leave.
Well, he's still doing it.
Oh my!
He's still doing movies. I know that.
No. He actually had an album.
Oh yeah.
What? Oh. Hello.
Yeah, hi. We're good.
We back live.
We're recording.
Recording.
We're recording. We're not back live yet.
You're the best.
Why don't you save it right now, too?
Yeah.
He did.
Okay, so we're going back live, though? Or what? Are we just going to just decontinue?
Hey, Vaughn, could you calm down?
Yeah. So, guys, we live?
What did you say?
We're live?
Shut up.
Are we live? I'm live. Are you live?
We're live. Are we feeding live?
No.
Wow.
Matthew.
What is she, Polish? No, she is Polish. Yeah.
Would Mr. Piper let you leave the house with this much snow on the ground?
Anyway, are we gonna actually do the Piper?
Thank God, Derek. Lives
I don't
on
know if
the
I
same
to.
Side of the I'll highway now.
I'm afraid.
Thank God.
I want to hear the whole promo. I love it. And when he starts talking,
hello.
Hi.
I think we're on now.
Oh, cool.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Thanks for telling us, Derek.
Well, no, I would, just as I said hello.
Oh, hi. That was nice.
Yeah. So, what happened?
Hey, we lost power.
Several times in a row. Yes. It's as if God was making sure that Derek's computer
or
was
Vince
done.
McMahon,
Vince McMahon.
Or that, yeah. Was at the breaker box outside, flipping it up and down, going, fuck your computer!
DVD is only for private use! No public viewing!
It's express written, not implied. Moral.
Your computer is... fired! You son of a bitch! And bark like a dog! Kiss my ass.
Did they do that with Trump? Did they do that yet?
Oh,
what?
God.
He was going to have Trump come out and kiss his
that's
ass?
That's next week. It's today.
That's tonight?
Oh, they yeah. actually...
Thursday Night Raw, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because they had the dog show on Monday.
Yes.
They actually built Trump into the...
Oh, yes, they did.
Like you said they would?
Yep.
Awesome.
It's so stupid.
Very interesting.
Trump
no, it's
sucks.
Very interesting.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it since.
Well, Trump is more of a billionaire than Vince is.
Oh, okay.
So he's
yeah,
kind of like abusing his power over Vince.
Yeah, but Trump, stupid.
He's always really broke. Is.
All right. Oh, yeah. He's bankrupt.
So
yeah. He's always broke.
I think Trump is doing just fine.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
When they say he went bankrupt or had to sell a building, I'm sure he's
shit.
Just fine.
He made yeah. he made out with that. Who cares?
He has his own fucking helicopter, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and he always will.
Maybe we can ask him. We can borrow his helicopter. And we can just drop bumper stickers all over the country
and he,
out of his helicopter. And we're like, what the fuck is this?
And he changed his wife's like us. Like we change cars every 10 years.
I know, right? Yeah. It's a newer 10 years. Model.
It's four for me.
That's you a great. Yeah, that's great. Man.
Off.
I like the new one.
It's like when I change my underwear
Melania
every 10 Nouse. Years.
Oh. I thought it was something weird.
Is it Melania?
So it is something like
it's
that.
It's K-N-A-U-S.
You mean like Melanie?
No, Melania.
So,
some Jewish
so what are we talking about?
I don't know.
You want to play that promo again or no?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I wouldn't risk it.
I swear to God, if the power goes out again, we know it's fucking Piper's dead ghost.
Damn it!
Piper isn't dead.
Well, no, it's just his career's ghost.
That's it.
Roderick Beautiful. Tatum.
What?
What?
That's really
Roderick Tatum.
Toombs.
Oh.
Roderick Toombs.
I like Tatum better.
Tatum.
Roderick
Michael
Tatum.
Hickenbottom.
Michael Shaw.
Bastion Booger.
Wow. Let's just start saying wrestlers' real names. What's Animal's real name? Joe the Lotus. Some fucking weird name.
Who cares?
That's great.
Jim Hegstrand. Dad.
Dad gone. The masked wrestler.
The ultimate wrestler.
Oh, God. No, Axe from Demolition wrestles is... some kind of masked wrestler on independent an independent feds because he's not allowed to use axe.
He should put his whole body in a mask because he's 70.
See, you know what's sad? He's not allowed to be Demolition Axe, but there's a guy who wrestles for this company, PWR, which is in Long Island, which is where my friend Busta Uppa works for.
Who?
Busta Uppa.
Where he came up
in
with
your
that
ass.
Name, I will never know.
Like a
anyway,
slash care.
Is he black?
No, he's not.
He should be.
He's the complete opposite.
He's the complete opposite, yeah, actually. He's part of like a Christian athletic league, and they have a pro wrestling
okay.
circuit. Well, but that's anyway, strange. There's a guy there whose name is Demolition, and it's some just, it's like another onomatopoeia word. It's like...
Demolition Hammer.
No,
Demolition Poke.
No, and I mean, I don't understand
axe,
why he can
smash,
be called
crush and poke.
Demolition
and their manager, their manager prod.
Stomp.
Wow.
Yes, I gouge. Please stop.
I gouge.
Demolition members are either onomatopoeia or tools.
Yeah. Demolition cinder block.
All right.
I don't understand why he can't just add an E to his name.
Push.
Yeah, just be
right.
Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, it's an insult. The guy's like 70 years old. He's a former member of one of the most notable tag teams in wrestling history. And he's not allowed to be called Axe. He's not allowed to be two letters. What the
That's how Vince Vaughn did, dude.
I don't understand. I don't see how he'd be losing money off of it. He wouldn't be losing money off of it.
Oh, my God.
He's not that selfish.
You want to get through this promo?
All right, do it.
It is like 10 minutes long.
Get ready for the light.
Get ready.
Yeah, we can kill this fucking wrestling thing.
Make sure this is saved, please.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course.
Ups.
Yeah, make sure this is saved. The world needs a record of this.
Yeah, you can say I'm the hot rod. Some folks call me the hot Scott. You know, I guess I'm a little bit of both. Now that I think of it, you could say I'm a little two-faced. But you know, Bad News Brown, you just got one face. Kind of face that needs a little customizing. For instance, let's take a look at them big bug eyes of yours. Look so mean and nasty with them gnarly veins in it. Look like you're gonna pop right out of them sockets. You know, I don't think you see that well. Of course, we could talk about them out of proportion ears you got that are just there to collect dust, dirt, and wax. And you don't listen with them. You ought to be listening, son. But I don't want to insult you. Other than that schnozzola you got. Cute little schnozzola with them dilating nostrils and that wonderful hair that comes out of the left nostril. Oh, about 3.5 feet long that you could pull cars with, or you could wrap it, you could blade it, you could slice, you could dice with it. Which brings me to another part of your face, your mouth. That's part of your body you don't have no trouble with. You're talking about somebody that knows about mouths, but you're talking about somebody that knows how to back it up. You see, you got a mouth kind of like Ralph Crandom. I got a big mouth! Well, I'm going to shut it for you, baby. The only thing you don't know, Bad News Brown, is which one, Hot Rod or Hot Scott, is going to do it.
Yeah, weird.
One of the most racist interviews in wrestling history.
With your big nigger bug eyes and your big flat nose nigger nose.
Basically.
And your big coon mouth. Is what he meant.
He basically just ripped apart your stereotypical African American features. That Bad News Brown personified.
Rahoa should have made a song out of that promo.
Wow. God. It is perfect. That's why I love Piper.
It's awesome.
I think he's actually Austrian. I don't think he's...
Well, according
he's
to the DVD, he was born in Canada and he moved around from there.
Yeah, but he doesn't have an ounce of Scott in him, I don't think.
No. Well, they said he actually played bagpipes.
He might have.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't know why you would play bagpipes without being...
I know that you snore bagpipes.
Those Canadians
eat them.
I crazy.
Eat them. Eats them, asshole.
But he snores and it sounds like bagpipes.
Yeah, you can't snort a bagpipe. It's too cumbersome. You have to eat it.
Snore.
Oh.
Snore, okay. God damn it.
Speak up, you fat fuck.
I do.
Not enough, apparently.
Anyway.
You want to go to a break so we can kind of get our shit together?
Yeah, well, at least we brought it back.
Yeah. The power doesn't go out again. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't think we're hurting.
I called the cops on Vince and...
yeah.
He should be okay.
Dudley Do-Right's on the way over. Him and Roddy are going to take him out.
Oh, my God.
Dudley Do-Wrong.
Hammer time.
All right. Break time.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
These messages will be right back.
All right, so aristocrats. Now with electricity. Inside ass team.
Courtesy of Ben Franklin.
It snowed here, and apparently when it snows, no one knows what the hell to do.
Yeah, this town shuts down.
No, it wasn't snow, it was ice. Everything was just ice.
Yeah, I woke up the day it snowed, iced, whatever, and there was just, it's like there was just a shell of ice on my car with snow on top of it. I got in my car, I rolled my window down, and the ice stayed there. It was like a cataract. And like it wouldn't, and I'm like getting worried that it was going to come in, and I rolled my window up, and it just stayed there. Like I couldn't, I had to literally scrape the ice off.
Your car had magic shell on it.
It really did. Yeah, it did. I still have a huge block of ice, like right on my hood.
Little Bobby and Drake, it's not is going anywhere. A trick on you.
Who?
Iceman.
Oh, shut up!
Wow.
Bobby.
Anyway.
Yeah. So what were you? You were telling me some stats about accidents since.
Yeah, there was 1,200 accidents in New Jersey
because
of this.
Wow.
That's only on major roads too. That doesn't include.
That's not probably like state highways.
Yeah. State roads basically.
That's
not
people who just like bumped into each other and said, you know, let's not call the cops.
As far as I know,
I don't think they have statistics on that.
Yeah. Two people were killed.
Good.
Because they got out of their car to check damage from a fender bender.
Nice.
And were run over by a sliding car.
Crushed.
Not even a rolling car. A sliding car.
A fucking bunch of dopes.
Unbelievable. That means that if the person was trying to break, it wasn't going to happen. So.
Wow.
There was, I mean, and you get run over. Right in the middle of the fucking highway. I mean, why would you do that? Or the parkway or something, right?
It was in the parkway or the turnpike.
It had to be.
It's so stupid. Was.
How'd you like to be a medic showing up to that scene?
Gross. Oh, not getting out of the truck. Just like, fuck
there was a thing.
Too freaking called out.
There was like a special on the Weather Channel. There was some like ice storm somewhere where it just doesn't. There's just no ice. It's like down south somewhere. No one knew what to do. There was a hill. Yeah, it was like something like that.
They show this every time. Oh, whoop, there he goes. He's sliding
but
back
there was
down.
Like,
oh, here
there
comes
was
another one.
Let me talk.
No.
Why do you have to ruin it?
Because we've all seen it.
No, no one's seen it. Matt, have you seen it? No, I'll talk to you then.
They got like the Benny Hill theme.
No, there was like
an
accident.
Just keep on
there
sliding.
There was an accident at the bottom of a hill.
Uh-huh.
And so people were coming down the hill, and they would see the accident, and they would brake. And they would just slide into the accident.
Yep, I've
seen there was like 10 cars piled up. And literally, as they're standing there filming it, they'd just pan over.
Yes.
Another car would come by and just smack into them.
Is this a new one, or is it the one that everybody has seen?
Probably there's the one that Craig saw so many times.
Well, there's like probably a whole bunch of rednecks sitting out on the porch talking about it, and they just keep panning and panning. And
it was like one of the
thought
first
it was
things.
Over. Here comes another Johnny come lately.
It was one of the first things that was posted on YouTube ever.
I
think that the last one that I saw was like December. I think it was in Seattle or something like that. Where the guy's just filming from his apartment window,
uh-huh.
And you just see cars just flying. All, like,
is that the big wide intersection shot?
Yes,
where they just keep sliding into the intersection.
Yeah, they just slide in. Yeah. And just can't even.
And they don't even
the
bother. They just drive. They just drive away. They don't even bother checking the damage or anything.
There's very few things I love more in this world, including you, Carly, than seeing accidents live when they happen.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Ooh, that car just hit somebody.
Like, there's nothing better than waiting in traffic and just seeing a car blow a light and get smacked. And
ew!
Wow!
Hey, how about the time you hit me with your car, Derek?
How about that?
What about that?
Well, it was funny, wasn't it?
And I said, don't sue me.
It was funny. You know, the power went out in my house two nights ago.
Yeah.
And last night I was driving to go to Matt's house because it was freezing in my home. Only my township was out. Everything else around us had lights, right? So I'm going down Shrewsbury Avenue.
It was a total Married with Children
and
moment.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like, it just, you don't realize how dark it is when there's no streetlights and there's no lights. It's like, even with high beams on, it's like still not that bright. And I just kind of go over the little hill and then I see like Burger King sign. Mobile. I'm like, oh, great. First thing
it's
I
just
see,
like floating images in your spectrum.
Seriously. <You're> just, like, great. First thing I see that's lit is Burger King.
Golden arches.
With a line wrapped around the fucking back of it.
Dude, I went to Wendy's today. Did they plow it yet?
No.
Still not plowed.
Barely, you can barely get through it.
Yeah,
you can't plow it now. It's all packed down ice. The blade won't rip it
won't
up
even
at
do
all.
It, yeah.
But you figure like restaurants would be the first things to get plowed.
If it was done right when it started, they might have had a chance.
It's it's all slush.
Some of it is, yes.
Like it's all moved and like going every which way.
That's
it's not
just lazy.
Like literally, there's just a guy could just go through there with a plow and knock out like 90% of the problem.
Yesterday morning when I was driving into work, all you see is this the state plow guys just driving around making their triple times overtime pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not doing shit. I'm just screaming, windows closed, just screaming at the top of my lungs, you motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Down the street, like trying to drive in front of them, just slowing down even more.
I like how he specifies.
Asshole.
Windows closed.
Yeah. I
was
to.
Screaming.
Sorry.
At them.
Fuck off. I'm going to get yelled at visually.
It was too cold.
Via text
open.
Message or wow. post. On MySpace later on about this, so who cares?
I guess Wendy's can't plow the parking lot because David Thomas invested too much money in the black kid adopted.
Wow.
Nice. Well, he was an adopted kid, so. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, but he wasn't black.
Yeah, you're right, okay.
Wow.
The plow drivers are racist.
You know, I
and against adoption.
Dave Thomas.
You should make bumper stickers that says, fuck those nigglets. With a big Wendy's sign with a circle and an X.
Oh, my God.
Screw those nigger foundlings.
Wow. Foundlings.
See, that's something you never see. You never see a black family with, like, an adopted white kid.
No.
No, because they got plenty of their own.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't get rid of their own.
Yeah, no.
How could they get another one?
That's
unless
one
they
thing,
stole it.
One thing you don't see is an unfertile male black man.
Oh, wow.
Where's this going?
They all have at least three.
That was just an observation.
No, we're bringing racists back.
Did you see that, what the fuck? The police dash cam, the police dash cam crash that was on the TV today, I think it was this afternoon I saw it.
Didn't see.
An 18-wheeler.
FedEx truck?
Yeah, an 18-wheeler truck. FedEx truck just slamming into this one car, destroying this cop car.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Oh, I definitely want to.
Nobody
see that.
Died.
No one died?
No one died.
Oh,
yeah, the cops weren't in the car. They got everybody else out of the way before it happened.
Unbelievable.
It was just the way it looks, like from the dash. Oh, fucked up.
It's so weird how something like that explosive and no one dies, but
yeah.
Like Weird Al Yankovic's parents just died sitting in a chair.
It was Society Wrestling.
It's so weird. How like
Society Wrestling X truck.
Oh <my God. laughs> How funny would it be if they had like a big billboard on the side of the truck for it?
It just keeps exploding.
Up.
Weird Al's parents are dead.
What is that wrestling fic called again?
Society Wrestling X.
They should have a match like that where they two wrestlers have to wrestle to get out of a room filling up with carbon monoxide.
They get all slow.
I feel like we're saying
the ending to Halloween 2? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Random.
That would be a fun match.
Would it be fun?
Yeah.
A glass cage. This is locked in.
I think they call that Sobibor.
Okay.
The ref's got to open the door for you.
Yeah. And he won't.
I never understood that.
Oh yeah, the old ones, yeah.
Yeah, the big blue steel cage.
I
here
love
go,
that.
You could go again. Over the top.
Okay, get over it.
Wrestling. Or the ref can open the door for you.
I was driving to work the other day, and it wasn't that bad.
The WrestleCrantz.
It was also like 5 o'clock in the morning, but oh well.
Yeah, he was like totally blocked out.
Wow.
And I drive.
Nah, it was bad, but like I was the only one on the road, so it you couldn't really tell. How bad it was because I was driving all over the place.
Yeah.
I was weaving on both sides of the road trying to maintain control at an unsafe speed.
I hate those people with the big ass trucks that have to get in the left lane and blow by you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
oh,
like,
no.
It's like, all right, fine. You have traction. I don't. Mm. So please don't. Like,
they don't even. They're not that safe.
No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a big ass truck yesterday working, and you know how. All the trees are just bending down because of all
I
the
heard
ice.
About that. Yeah, they were touching the ground, like, basically.
And with the truck I have to get through streets. So I'm just railing through these trees, ripping like limbs off. Just
shards of ice falling in people's eyes.
Like, thank God there was nobody out because I was just. I think I almost pulled half a tree down because it stuck onto the corner of one
of
my
truck. What kind of truck are you driving?
Like it's a two-ton truck, like a box truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm driving straight in the middle, but you still got everything still bending and just grabbing all the stuff and pulling. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. That'd be fun.
I hope I don't get fucked
just
up
just destroying
here.
Things.
No, the bad thing was if that anything bad happened, I'd be the first thing that gets taken out.
Well, at least Vendo would be happy.
Yeah.
Wow. You sure you don't want to talk about him?
No, I don't want to talk about anything. Why? Did he send you a message or anything?
No.
You ignoring the problem, hoping it'll go away?
What did he send you?
He didn't send me anything.
No? Okay, then I don't care.
Then he likes him again.
I'm just saying.
I don't like him. But it's just, you know, he... Because it's something we talk about every week, and I don't care anymore.
I think it's good, though.
Because he critiques shit like an English teacher with me, and I don't care.
He's doing it to bust your balls.
I know.
And it's working.
It's so funny.
It's not really working. Well,
I saw when he put the lines through all his lungs.
I know.
Oh, that was great.
I tried to do that and I couldn't even do it.
They have a special font for that.
And then he talks about the like the gym he practices in or something after that.
So what kind of
I'm
gym?
Like, what the fuck? I don't know. Some gym in Japan.
That's nice.
I don't know.
He trains in Jim's Burger Haven.
I don't know. He had to.
That's where I would train.
Incorporate part of a piece of his life in the critique of my two sentences.
Sure. Let's not insult listeners, Vaughn. Come on.
I'm play nice.
One of our two listeners.
I didn't start this.
Insult the listener.
Let's just leave it to insulting them.
Well, we have three now, right?
Something
we have a friend
like
of yours and a friend of Steve's, right? Or Steve's friend gave up.
Well, I don't know if they're listening live. I have a few people who claim that they will listen live.
Claim.
Yeah, and that means not.
Can't verify.
Yeah, I heard it was great. Actually,
then they should be asking for stickers. What's the email address?
arstickers@aol.com.
What's AR stand for?
Aristocrats Radio.
Bing!
And it's the letters A-R.
Not like A-R.
Yeah, it's not A-Y-E-A-R-E.
I-R.
Stickers.
E-R.
Stickers with a
stickers.
Z.
Yeah.
Well, actually two Zs, sorry. It's Zizzers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stickers.
Wow.
Yeah, let's get off the one fan, what? For God's sake.
Right.
Let's move
right,
on.
Fine.
Let's get
right,
it around him, okay?
One sensitive. Fan, stop listening.
Why don't you dig
he's
up
not
some
gonna
of that.
Stop listening. He likes you two. He likes
well,
you.
Why wouldn't he?
He likes you. Well, no, he said he wants you two to be like working on XM in 10 years. I don't get
in
that.
In
10 years.
Well,
years.
We gotta look
in years, I'll probably be dead.
In 10 years, if we're still doing this, please
shoot me.
Yeah,
I'll just come over.
If we're still doing this, I won't be in Derek's house.
We're still doing this 10 minutes.
We're still
from now.
Pretend radioing shoot me. In 10 years.
If we're not making profit,
I give you all license in the world just to blow my brains off.
Can we set a deadline for this show?
Like, let's do this off the air.
If we don't at least make money on this show by
next
like
year?
Date X
next week.
Well, how long did it take?
We'll
how long did it take before it actually got recognized?
A year,
approximately, right? Maybe a little more.
Before we were granted this creative humor spot?
14 months?
I guess so.
All right, so 14 months from then, we'll give it.
But all right, let's not talk about this on the air.
To be honest, I wasn't really trying for the past 14 months.
Okay.
Still not.
We'll see.
This is what we do when we try.
Yeah, this is what happens when we try.
Crap.
I don't know.
All right, let's continue. Let's talk about something else.
So are we not cringy enough?
Oh, well, we're not doing real radio, Vaughn?
No, we're talking about shit that we should be talking about after off the
air.
I was watching American Idol last night.
Really?
Really?
No.
You?
Derek, I brought a couple of tape bits with me that I want to play tonight.
Oh. Go ahead. I don't mind if you're told that it's taped. I don't care about that. If it's something recorded earlier, that's no big deal.
Is it? It's not?
No.
I think it is.
I've got some wacky.
What are you saying, Craig?
Oh my God!
I was watching The Idol last night.
Did
you were
Randy
not.
Jackson just ejaculate?
What were you watching?
The Idol. Ah, better.
That old gag.
That's gay.
That was it.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I went to sleep at like 8 o'clock.
That
I felt very American
tired.
Watching it.
You didn't watch American Idol?
All right, stop.
I've never watched an American
I watch
Idol.
It in my idle time.
Wow. Yuck.
I'm not going to play it.
Waka, waka, waka.
Oh.
You tool.
Okay. Last year I watched, but this year I didn't. Actually, I had them all TiVo'd, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DVR'd or whatever.
I watched
you
the first
it.
Few weeks of the auditions.
I didn't even watch that. I just erased them yesterday, in fact.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I had like 8 of them taped, and it was just eating up room, and I just deleted them all.
Some of the stuff was amusing.
It's the same thing every week. Two
but
people can
no, you're
sing.
Not quite good enough.
And the rest
no,
of the
they
people
get,
are just, it, you can just tell they have the no
thing.
Ability.
But
they
they're getting
they
more
no
and more vicious with the ones that
it's
can't sing.
It's the same
sing,
fucking
like
thing
that.
Every year. Who gives a fuck anymore?
But I like when they crush people. Them. I like when they crush them. And they cry. That's my favorite part, when they cry.
But it's almost fake. And it seems fake now.
No, these people really think that they can sing.
No,
I've refused to believe that
the
in
worst,
some cases.
The worst thing about this, the worst thing about this is that, was it Countdown with Keith Olbermann, right? Every Wednesday before they start the new show, he brings in Marina. What's her name? Oh, fucking Melito. What's her name? The one from K Rock.
Marie Melito.
Thank you. He brings her on the air to talk about it. It's like, this is where it's just like absolute shit when you're bringing the worst DJ on their radio station to talk about this shit.
Maria Melito.
Thank you. I can't say her
in
name.
In the afternoon with Maria.
Nobody on K Rock.
Does she get the lead out?
No, he's dead. That's some dumb whore in the morning.
Oh.
Who's yes. that?
Who does that in the morning?
J.K. Rock.
Gets the lead out.
No, she's...
She's
dead
stuff.
What the fuck's her name?
Chris Booker.
It's not Carol Miller, is it?
Chris Booker. I think it is.
Carol Miller.
I fucking getting
the lead out.
W-N-U-W-D-U.
No, she's on Q104.3 now.
Yeah, well, she was on W-N-E-W.
Yeah,
she was on double E.
It's anybody who was on WNEW is now on K-Rock. It's the same shit.
Strange how that works.
Q104.
Yeah. Nobody cares about New.
Who's a fuck anyway?
Anyway, so Alyssa Milano did something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I got something really
He's got
interesting
something.
In the news.
Poison Ivy 7?
What's interesting in the news, Steven?
Apparently there's a black guy who wants to
use the mic.
Have black history trading cards. Sorry.
Wow.
That's actually
black
an interesting idea.
History trading cards.
There's five of them?
As weak as it, yeah.
Every year, I mean,
wow,
this isn't...
a Toby rookie card.
This isn't like...
Rosa Parks is the last one.
Every year it's the same fucking thing. George Washington Carver.
It's an all-star George Washington
Carver. Yeah, Martin Luther King.
Peanut edition.
Wow.
It's like Malcolm Rosa X. Parks, Malcolm X. No, they don't even, they leave him out.
Aunt Jemima, Aretha Franklin, and motherfucker.
Yeah, I really don't, they don't even want to like remember him.
It's so weird that they can't come up with like that many people for black history.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What's that one thing that they always say? The first successful
heart transplant.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, who did that?
Some Negro in Baltimore.
Who did it though?
Who cares?
No.
What's
they
his
don't
name?
Know.
Doctor. Exactly.
Yeah, like
Doctor Black.
That's
guy.
An important step in medical science. You know, don't know who did it.
As Craig would say, we would have figured it out eventually.
If they didn't eat so much goddamn fried chicken, we wouldn't have to do it.
Wow. We were black people invented peanut butter. We would have figured it out.
It's freaking it. Mash up peanuts.
Oh.
What's so hard about it?
He said, I saw a lot of stereotypes and negative views of black cultures.
Where?
Saw them where? Like, on the news?
BET?
Yeah. What? Right?
The WB?
I don't get it.
UPN?
Yeah,
if you just report what happens... You know, especially if you're watching New York television.
MTV.
If you just watch, you know, what's going on in the news.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. But, you know, they do have a lot of programming. A lot of programming.
I like how McDonald's always, like, jumps on the Black History bandwagon.
They kind of do, yeah.
They do, like, the Kwanzaa-colored, like, McDonald's
golden
arches.
Yes.
Why? That sigh was from Steven, by the way.
That hiss of just disappointment.
Like, yeah,
the black, red, green, and brown fucking golden arches.
Now, what percentage of black people do celebrate Kwanzaa?
They just made it up 5 years ago.
I know, but what percentage actually
well,
celebrate
who knows?
It?
Nobody. None.
Seriously, they don't even recognize it. Remember, why is it even talked
what
about?
What is it? I don't even know what Kwanzaa
it's
is.
It's Black Christmas.
It's like
I'm dreaming.
It's like
Black
it's Hanukkah
Christmas.
And Christmas.
Yeah,
it's
basically. Yeah,
it's a celebration of like African heritage.
Yeah,
for like the holiday season or some crap like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
because it has everything to do with the holiday season. They can't do that all year round just by you know making you know their lives better. You know, doing things that'll you know enhance their culture rather than converting a holiday season into something that has to focus on their culture.
Mm-hmm. They need Why? A Santa Claus, like Samuel L. Jackson or something. That'd be awesome.
Didn't Steve's dad buy Santa Claus and ended up being black?
Yeah, because he's
I think he did.
Yeah,
he did.
A black beard.
He bought a Santa, like a, one of those glowing
yeah,
Santa Clauses.
Santa Claus.
And he plugged it in. And
it was like
black.
Brown. No, it was brown.
It was brown.
You remember my friend wow. Mike had one. He used to beat
Sambo
it.
Sambo Claus. That's
oh! He had one. He used to hit it with like a bat and shit.
Bad dog.
So racist. That was funny. And so the dog is eating the newspaper. I have a That's song enough. I want to play. Can we kind of play the song?
Well, I'd love to hear
Go
it.
Why
There's a
people
fabulous
so
website called sickanimation.com.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And this guy does songs. And I think this song is pretty funny.
Don't make it such a mystery. Black History Month, kid, and what have you done? It's the Feb to the U to the Rary Sun. Now listen to my words, cause I've just begun. Don't let it go in one ear and fall out the other one. And don't make it such a mystery. Black history, black history. Don't make it such a mystery. Learn about black history. Martin Luther King don't white supremacy to fuck off. And when he'd go to the party, he would go off. 2 beers in one hand as he proclaimed his plan of a unified race relation. It's Black History Month, so get the fuck out of your chair. Throw your hands, throw your arms, throw your feet up in the air. My name is Malcolm X, and I came to have sex. So hit me on my cell with a nasty text. I'm like a vampire, bitch, when I'm biting your neck. Let my dick get hard as the blood collects. You better wet that pussy, cause I'm fucking you next. Yo, my name is George.
Who?
Washington Carver. A lot of people think I'm just a peanut farmer, but I did a whole lot more than that. Y'all ever heard of starch? I invented that. I'm Louis Farrakhan, and no, I didn't make starch, but I got a million men, and we started a march. Walking through the city as it's raining confetti. Now put your mouth on my noodle like a plate of spaghetti, white bitch. Don't make it such a mystery. Black history, black history. Don't make it such a mystery. Learn about black history. Hey, Rosa Parks, my name is Mark. I'd like to pair up with you like it's Noah's Ark. And then maybe we can go get some pizza. Do you like pizza? I'm kidding. Everyone likes pizza. Atlanta. Don't make it such a mystery. Black history, black history. Don't make it such a mystery. Learn about black history. Don't make it such a mystery. Black history, black history. Don't make it such a mystery. Learn about black history.
What the fuck?
Oh my goodness.
New Hampshire.
Are there, wait, there's no black people in New Hampshire, is there?
I guess not. South Dakota, Minneapolis.
Oh my god.
Oh, sickanimation.com.
That's funny.
He has flash animations and songs that really make me laugh.
If they make Derek laugh, they have to be funny.
Oh, me and Pat, we just go on that website and we watch every single video over and over. It's ridiculous.
Not bad.
Ridiculous. Very
That's
funny
cute.
Stuff. So black history. Done. Done.
It's halfway done.
I'm done with it.
I want your mouth on my noodle like a plate of spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it. So everyone go out and get your black history trading cards. Speaking of peanut butter, wasn't there a problem with peanut butter?
Yes,
peanut butter?
Is.
Somebody ate all my
Yes, they had E. coli.
Cups.
There's two
Not
brands.
E. coli.
Yeah, E. coli. Salmonella. Salmonella, sorry.
E.
Salmonella.
Coli.
Peanut butter and salmonella together at
coli.
Last.
I goofed. I'm sorry.
Where do we got it?
What a
Somewhere
surprise.
In that pile.
Somewhere in that pile that you have.
I'm looking.
Ugh.
Very slowly.
Horrible.
Why don't you just hand me the pile?
Okay, Derek.
His fingers are too fat.
You got
the dog
butter
the
and my salmonella.
Yeah, well, the dog did run through my pile of papers.
Oh,
here.
Dog does so much. Look at that thing.
Blame it on a 2-pound dog.
Whoops.
Blame it on a 2-pound dog.
The 2-pound wow. dog moved my 2 ounces of papers.
Cujo ripped up your papers. She's vicious.
Look at her. Bloodthirsty.
Oh, my God.
She'll eat anything.
There, I got it here.
Good.
She's going crazy.
It's in Atlanta.
Salmonella outbreak that's slowly grown to nearly 300 cases in 39 states since August has been linked to tainted peanut butter.
Taint.
Dun, dun, dun.
August.
Peanut butter taint.
20% of the 288 people have died.
Oh,
oh wait,
my
no, I'm
goodness.
Sorry. I read that completely
oh, okay.
wrong.
Okay.
2.8% of 3,000 people have died.
No, 20% have been hospitalized, but none have died.
Oh.
Jack-
oh? Yeah, just create your own
85%
reality.
Of the infected people said they ate peanut butter.
Okay.
Okay.
How it got into the peanut butter is still under investigation.
It was poured into it.
Someone's shitting it.
They didn't wash their hands before
yeah,
returning to
pretty
work.
Much.
The affected jars have a product code on the lid that begins with the number 2111.
Okay.
Hey.
But it doesn't.
It's Peter Pan and Great Value Peanut Butter beginning with product code 2111. Be careful.
It's like yeah, shit brands.
Peter Pan is crap.
Peanut Pan is bad. I'm a Skippy man myself.
Do you have Reese's peanut butter?
Ooh.
Ugh. Super Ooh. Chunk.
Oh.
It's just Reese's peanut butter.
Really? Well, I have to have that. I've never had that yet.
Just this is.
That's just good. Instead of going and picking out a diner, let's just go to a food store and pick up the most disgusting stuff we can find. Yeah.
Peanut butter burger. Do.
How about the peanut butter and jelly mix?
Yeah, in the jar.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Oh.
How lazy up can you one? Get?
Yeah, I don't use it. I just always see it. I've always wanted to try.
Oh, they have
it
those
like
peanut
garbage.
Butter and jelly, like the pocket sandwiches.
Yes. Ugh.
That is the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't had a peanut butter and jelly since I was like 13.
Really?
Oh, I had one last year.
I went two days ago.
I fixed somebody's car for them. They said they would get me lunch for it or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is what they do to me. They bring in like three peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Ew.
It's like she punched me in the face. I was like, oh, thanks for lunch.
Thanks for nothing, because I have never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my life.
I never have eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich until that day because I didn't have any other lunch because I was getting
I would have just starved.
I was like, you know what? I'm hungry.
But I would have smashed it in her face.
I've always ate meat at lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah. A sandwich with meat and bread.
Yeah.
Wow. And cheese.
See,
tomato,
to me, it's
whatever.
A peanut butter and jelly disgrace. Because it's just not real food.
My brother, he eats peanut butter like by the jar.
Oh, I know people who do that.
Yeah. I can eat like three peanut butter sandwiches in a row.
No, no sandwich, no bread, just out of the jar.
That's just too much.
I knew a girl. Oh, yeah. I used to work with a girl who would eat peanut butter out of the jar, a big spoon, and just scoop it out and eat it half of the jar at once.
Carly does that.
He has one of those special peanut butter knives that can get around all the crevices and all that shit.
What?
He just eats it until there's nothing left in the jar.
Ew.
Yeah.
He gets like a rubber spatula.
It's like kind of like a spatula
thing.
You have
a rubber colon?
Somebody really had to need that spoon to invent it.
I had to find it and buy it for him because he'd eat and just like he'd see him like cutting the jar open.
I was just going to say, did he cut it open and get his tongue in there?
Fortunately, now peanut butter comes in squeeze bottles as well.
No. That stuff sucks.
You ever had it?
No.
Oh, it tastes like dog shit. Nope. It's like liquidy.
That tastes like dog shit.
No, if you let it sit, with peanut butter, you could just leave it out in the jars.
Yeah.
But if you leave that stuff out in like humid air for a couple days and you start to, you know what? All the peanut oil comes out first, so it looks
it must
like
be
a liquid
little different
shit.
So that it could come out of the
like if your ass is eating like Chinese food for three or four days, just it comes out oily.
Yeah, gross.
Well, it's probably oily in the jar, but it's just on the bottom, so it's you don't really see it. Or when you do your knife in it,
but if you leave it in the fridge,
it has to be a different consistency. You gotta leave that. Otherwise, you'd get a certain point, and unless unless it came in a toothpaste container where you can really squeeze it.
I brush my teeth with peanut butter flavored Crest. It's the only thing I could use.
I'm not a big fan of peanut butter. I use
my jelly mouthwash. Strawberry.
But I do love peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh my God, I love them.
I will eat.
I love Reese's peanut butter cups, bites, anything really.
Yeah, well, Reese's pieces are like, that's like my kryptonite. I turn into a baby and I eat the whole bag.
Butterfingers.
And then I just shit for a week.
Yeah, you're sick to your stomach.
Have you ever had peanut butter M&Ms?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
They are so unbelievable.
They're actually better than Reese's Pieces. Yeah. Stop it. First of all, they're twice
the size of Reese's Pieces, and they just taste completely different.
I have E.T. on DVD. Stop it.
Chocolate peanut butter.
Chocolate peanut butter candy shell.
I got 3 pounds.
Delicious. Ugh.
I got 3 pounds last year for Valentine's Day of peanut butter M&M's.
Your mom went
from
off the hook.
My girlfriend last year.
Oh, yeah. You had a girlfriend last year. I forgot.
Oh.
I forgot.
I did. She didn't get leukemia. I'm sure you didn't. Yeah. You had a girlfriend that didn't die on you.
But yeah.
Wow.
But
holy shit.
But who did die?
Huh?
No, Steve and I ate the peanut butter M&M's
together.
That sounds gay.
Your girlfriend bought you peanut M&M's.
No. No, peanut butter.
Peanut butter M&M's. And you said, oh my God, I have to call Steve and have him come over and eat the entire bag while watching old wrestling on my computer.
You put him in champagne flutes and did like the little arm twirl thing and started sucking him down.
All right, this gay shit's got to stop.
Happy Valentine's Day,
hold on. We can
buddy.
Segue this into something else in a minute.
And then you talked about Peter Steele's big peanut butter cock.
Wow!
It melts
his
in your mouth,
penis,
baby.
His penis butter cock.
No.
Penis butter cock.
For those who might not know, last week, I out of the goodness of my heart, I attempted to come save the show.
Yeah,
I was requested
did.
To come save the show.
You ran here.
I went to a concert in New York. I came home. I was tired. I was cold. I ran across Derek's lawn. I was really out of breath. And I come here, and I'm trying to do the nice thing. And then Matt just brings this
blindsided
thing.
I Pearl Harbored him.
Yeah, seriously. You 9/11 me, dude. You were Flight 93.
Too soon.
You Osama'd me, you asshole.
He Flight 93'd me.
Holy shit.
In the words of Gorilla Monsoon, it was a Pearl Harbor.
It's a totally hetero man crush. There's nothing wrong with that.
What?
There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, all right, who is this
Could
guy?
Could you back
the
this up a little bit?
The singer from Type O Negative, Peter Steele.
pretty much my idol. He's
my
awesome.
Cock idol.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got a giant dong.
How do you know?
He was in Playgirl.
And you've never seen it?
No, never once.
Let's look it up right now.
You could just go Google Images, but I've never looked at it.
Sure. See, one time, as a joke.
I've never looked at it, but I have licked
it. Yeah, but...
Oh, no.
Whenever my eyes just close at a certain point.
This just sounds terrible.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Don't let Carly
see. Don't let Carly see.
Close your eyes. They're playing at Starland next month. She'll be there.
No, there's a little picture of a little goth girl on a computer. It's like, ooh, the endless opportunities of the internet. And the first thing she does is type in Peter Steele nudes.
Yeah.
I have to turn safe search.
Yeah. Just to search for his name. You don't even have to type nudes. You just search for Peter Steele, and that's it.
It'll pop up.
Basically, I'm not gay. I would never be
basically.
Gay.
Basically.
As an example.
I am very straight.
I'm very hetero.
He has billions of straight cells.
Yeah, exactly. If I were to go gay, yeah, I'd go gay for him. But, you know, like...
He'd be the winner. He'd be your white whale.
I would be on bottom. Yeah, you got it.
You'd be his girl.
Pretty much.
That's nice.
I'm actually not finding any naked pictures of him.
Derek is...
I can't believe this is what we're resorting to.
I know, it's amazing. Seriously?
You'd have to go on Steve's computer to find those naked pictures.
Was it on Playgirl?
No, Derek, just type in Peter Steele.
I did. Steele with an E at the end.
No, Derek, just type in Peter Steele. Derek, really.
And there he is, right there.
See, I don't even want to look because I don't want to see another guy's dick.
Wow.
You did so.
I refuse to look. I'm not even going to turn. I can turn my head 45 degrees and see it. And
Derek's reaction. Wow.
I guess it's pretty big.
Here comes Carly. Oh,
maybe he's got a small hand.
Let's get the real judge. Let's get the judge over here.
Remember, he's... It's all right. All right. Remember, he's also 6'7".
He doesn't have the girth.
He's a little gangly, so it might be kind of pencil-y. I don't know.
6'7"?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big chair.
Yeah, it is.
That's his ladder rung of love.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was the only picture that came up.
That's all you need?
Yeah, all right. We saw his penis.
I guess that gets the point.
But not
across.
Steve. Steve refuses to look.
I'm not going to.
He can see it off the glare of your glasses.
Steve, next week, bring in the collage you have on
your ceiling. He can see the reflection off the tears rolling down Carly's face.
I'm getting very uncomfortable.
What?
So Carly's a size queen.
Okay. We got two towers.
Two towers.
Better than one.
What kind of towers are we talking here?
I don't know.
Peter Steele towers.
One Pentagon, two towers.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway. I think we should take another break.
Yeah, please.
It's getting hot in here.
You find some more of those pictures?
Yeah, I'll find them during
it's
the
Peter
break.
Peter Steele.
We'll print them out for him.
Power Steve is wiping his brow.
It's getting hot in here.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the girl who couldn't stop hiccuping.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We'll find that.
These messages, we'll be right back. Do it all time.
Do it all time. So dog shit, huh?
A messy dog shit.
Not if I put the microphone in front of me.
My dog shits.
www.mydogshits.com.
And Derek uploaded it. .net/net.gov.
.gov.
What is this? Space lasers detect big lakes under Antarctic ice.
Well, maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Stop melting my ice caps.
Is this space balls? What the fuck?
And who the fuck is firing these lasers?
Reagan.
Lasers beam from space have detected what researchers have long suspected. Big, sloshing lakes of water underneath Antarctic ice.
Because it's a little bit warmer under the ice.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me.
No, it is.
So dumb.
Oh, my God.
The closer you get.
The ice magnifies the sunlight.
Sure.
What do you expect to be underneath them? Fucking liquid hot magma?
Maybe.
At a certain depth, yes.
Well, at Disneyland.
Here we go. We got to bring in the fear factor. About 90% of the world's fresh water is locked in the thick ice cap that covers Antarctica. Mm-hmm. If it all melts,
Scientists estimate that it would cause a 23-foot rise in world sea levels.
It's okay. going to melt tomorrow.
Not sea world, but world sea.
Oh.
Oh.
That changes my whole... Uh-oh.
Even a 39-inch...
That's pretty serious.
Even a 39-inch sea level could cause havoc in coastal and low-lying areas across the globe.
So that's
a Peter Steele worth of water.
Wow.
Okay. We're fucked.
We're done.
No, he's 2 meters.
Whatever.
That's just one.
Anyway.
So yeah.
I'm not worried.
There are lakes in Antarctica.
Big deal.
Great.
I don't know.
Slushy lakes.
Terrific.
I think their whole point is that that it is slowly melting from the bottom up.
Yeah, we'll be dead before that happens. Who cares?
That tends to happen over billions of years.
It does.
That tends to happen in between ice ages.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be dead. My reincarnated soul will be dead. And then I'll be dead again before that finally happens.
Everything that I know, pretty much just about everything, will be dead.
Yeah.
Or gone or stricken from the face of the earth.
Next thing they're gonna start saying that, you know, the sun is running out of hydrogen. And we have to worry about it.
Oh, we got a black hole coming up next week.
Things that naturally happen, like, you're just worried about it.
Change it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
There was a picture of the sun. And it was taken from, like, beyond Earth.
Yeah.
And Earth was shadowed on the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking small. They actually had to blow it up to say, this is Earth.
Yeah.
That little black dot right there, that's
Earth.
Holy
shit. The sun is fucking huge.
Yeah. Well,
you don't realize how big it is.
You know how big the Great Storm is on Jupiter?
No.
No.
That itself is 100 times the size of Earth.
Jesus Christ.
100 times. That's fucking ridiculous.
Beautiful.
The big red spot or whatever the hell
it
is.
Yeah, the big red spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100 times the size of Earth.
Yeah, actually, Rogers texted me before. He asked me how long a light year was. He didn't know. Basic astronomy. And I told him, like, I was thinking about, like, wow, that is really far. Like, when you think about a light year.
You have to.
Ridiculous.
I don't even know what a light year is.
Well, how far a light travels 186,000 times 60 times 60 times 365.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, times 60 times 60 times 24 times 365.
No, it's trying to eat the microphone.
Some amount of billions and billions of miles.
Hey, baby.
Wow.
Get a calculator in.
That is a light year.
That's just a little bit too much for me to do in my head.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a ridiculous distance if you think about it.
Just think, like, it takes the sun, the lights from the sun, about what, 7 or 8 minutes to get here?
Yeah.
And that's pretty far away.
93 million miles.
Yeah, that's pretty far away. 93
million miles the sun is?
No, to get from Earth.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
93 in the winter, 94 in the summer. It's 92 in the winter, 93 in the summer.
This is just all, it's too much to handle.
Okay, all right.
Vaughn is actually sleeping now.
This has just completely put him out.
It really has.
Has nothing to do with men.
I think we should have did this earlier.
Wow, has nothing to do with men.
Can we start the show off with a little science talk, perhaps?
Yeah, they use Peter Steele's penis to measure light years now.
Maybe some economics.
Speaking of
what are you talking about this shit for?
Speaking of exaggerated numbers, how about the Holocaust?
How about
Anne Frank?
Like global warming, other stuff that never happened.
How about the Anne Frank thing we were going to segue into? I think that was the segue.
Oh, whoops.
We were going to start with that, weren't we?
Well, apparently America closed its doors to Anne Frank.
It was supposed to be the land of peace.
Jews go home. Well, there were, what was it, 300,000 people on a waiting list to get to the United States during World War II.
It's like Applebee's on a Friday night.
Wow!
I can't even get a foot in.
Schmickelberg, now seating Schmickelberg. Party of 30.
He couldn't even get his nose in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But she was denied because of their strict immigration laws.
What was the exact reasoning?
Because she was a...
Just that there were too many Jews trying to get in. There were too many Jews.
Wow.
And they said, get in line, basically.
Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, my God, Jews are exploding in line. Oh, my God, they're waiting so long.
You know what? At this point, I'm not even sure Anne Frank existed. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to lay it out there for you. I think she's made up by the...
Well, there are some parts of her diary that were written in ballpoint pen.
Really?
Which did not exist until like the 50s.
Yeah, are you serious?
All right, now we're getting into conspiracy theories.
Yeah, let's
Whatever.
Well, wait a minute. What are we actually getting into
here?
Well,
whatever.
Is that a
conspiracy
fact?
Theory, truth, you know, whatever.
No, is that a fact, Craig?
Who knows?
I I don't know.
Like, I heard.
I've heard it, and I've...
I could have made
as
it
as they say, I read it on the internet, so okay. It's got to be true.
87%.
Certain newsletters that I receive
from
certain people.
Publications.
Craig from certain people in Alabama.
Wow.
Say.
Craig is kind of like the Hollywood Square where you can't tell if he's lying or not. Right?
I'm Paul Lynn. How are you?
He's got this convincing, like, he just bullshits something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm also Cliff Clavin.
Wow.
You're also Mel Gibson's dad.
Perhaps.
Awesome.
It's quite possible.
Cool.
Ooh.
It is so funny, this stuff.
Thank God we've
got
this alternate media source.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the Jews can't get to us.
Oh, my God.
Outside the spectrum of the Shylock.
You know, I'm Jewish.
There's people cringing.
How much of you again?
6.25%.
Thank you.
6.25.
I know, Mr.
Schmickelberg.
My great-great-grandmother was Jewish.
Wow. Yeah.
Apparently, she made it.
She made
it. Yeah.
She made
it. She cut in line in front of Anne Frank.
She knocked her down.
Like, it was like her than Anne Frank.
Hey, Anne, can I get cuts? Thanks.
Backsies.
Shit. She knocked her diary out of her hand. Oh, you dropped something.
Whoops.
I have to rewrite that in ballpoint pen now.
You dropped your diary.
I have to plant it in the Netherlands to make it seem like I was actually there when I really wasn't.
I was living quietly in Jersey City.
Yeah.
We'll just put in my dad's
from parts
box
unknown, also known as Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Roosevelt. All right, I think we shit on that enough.
Next. Anyway.
Next.
Yeah.
Chris sent me, be careful, they are always lurking. the Jews, I mean.
You never know.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Ely Weasel could come out any second.
I really
thought it was Weisel.
Well,
no,
it's Weisel. It's open to interpretation.
It can't be pronounced any other way.
I thought it was Weisel.
It can't be pronounced any other way.
That's the way it was pronounced to me when I read that book in high school.
Because you had a dumb teacher.
There are a lot of dumb people who pronounce words wrong, Derek.
I am Weasel?
Maybe because a person who wrote a book about the Holocaust doesn't want to be referred to as Weasel.
Well, it doesn't matter.
He is Jewish.
Yeah. Howie Mandel has his name pronounced Mandel when it's Mandel.
Mandel.
Well, names can be pronounced however they want.
It's not Mandelbaum. Yeah. It's Mandelbaum.
Mandelbaum.
Exactly.
Mandelbaum.
Exactly.
Mandelbaum.
Yeah. Perfect.
Trying to pull the wool.
Anyway.
So he's Howie Mandel?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce
it?
Howard Mandel.
Howard Mandel.
Doesn't he sound a lot more Jewish when you call him Howard Mandel?
Yeah.
Especially when he had a Jufro.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Thank God he got rid of that.
Oh.
I miss it.
Now he just looks like Steve. Whoops. Yeah,
fuck you, dude.
Like a kike version of Steve.
Whoa.
Thank you.
What?
Nah, Steve looks a little more Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even sure. I'd like to see some papers on you, dude.
Well, Howie's giving... Wow. At least Howie Mandel's giving away money, unlike Steve over
here. That's
true.
He's hoarding in the money.
Well, maybe.
Jew.
Defying all natural principles.
On the midnight
giving away money.
Anyway.
Curly Q having kike, yeah.
What the fuck?
All right, relax.
Vaughn is just throwing...
Enough with the Jews. I'm
whatever. Yeah.
What?
He's there another story?
One thrown away in the bridge.
I don't know.
Wasn't there something else, Steven?
Are we talking about that cunt now? Can we talk about that?
Well, basically, there's this guy, Richard... how would you say his last name, Matt? Brightman?
Richard Dawson?
Yeah, Bundleman.
He basically says, to wrap this whole thing up, Anne Frank could today be a 77-year-old woman living in Boston.
But wait. What did she die of? It says it in there, too.
Typhoid.
She would have died anyway. Who cares? Even if she made it, she would have died.
That's
she probably
something
got
you
it from a dusty
from
attic.
From squalor and not very good living conditions.
Yeah,
yeah, and she would have came here
you
and
know,
died the same way.
You know, like Boston?
Yeah.
Oh, Boston.
She would have had a heart attack when someone put a light bright on a bridge.
Wow.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Those fucking douchebags.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh, my God.
Did it's a stormtrooper. Kill it.
A stormtrooper.
What did I hear? What did I hear? That the
Wasn't the light bright just one of the little square guys?
Yeah, the Moon Knights.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They, like, blew up the bridge or something. Like,
oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, didn't.
Apparently, Wrestling Society X came there and blew up the bridge. He was a wrestler.
Someone did a power bomb and the bridge blew up. I'm probably saying this wrong, but I think the chairman of Cartoon Network like stepped down
this
week.
Yes, he did.
Is that it?
Did he really?
Yeah, he stepped down this
week. The head guy.
Let's see.
The main guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Why?
Jim Cartoon stepped down.
No, I can't remember his name.
Ted Turner's brother, Jim Cartoon.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sure
he stepped down because of this.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, why? He did.
Because it was, so I guess he felt, guess he felt so.
They totally could have ran with this. They really could have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have.
They could have just went up and just said, listen, you're overreacting.
Listen, light bright.
And they could have just made a cartoon about it.
They probably
They could have just had South Park make an episode about it for us.
Seriously. Well, no, watch out. Yeah, when next time South Park pops back up is like they're doing.
They can do it tomorrow.
Well, they're not doing new episodes right now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying they could call everybody up and do
turnaround,
it tomorrow.
The turnaround on South Park episodes is like less than a week.
Less than a week.
Aqua Teen
like
could do a new show about
days
this.
Yeah. They can make an episode.
Literally, they found Saddam Hussein in the rat hole, and they had a cartoon about it that week.
Yep.
I was
maybe
amazed.
They're clairvoyance like Nostradamus.
If we let South Park do it, they get it done in a couple weeks. Yeah, but if we let the guys who write and put together the Aqua Teen show, they'd have like it'd be 6 or 7 seasons from now, and it'd just be a slight little tidbit within the whole 15 minutes that show's on.
Turner Broadcasting, they shit the bed on this. They really could have ran with it.
Yeah, I can't believe that
the people from the firm.
Hey, what? It's a light bright.
Yeah, well, seriously.
Well, especially with the
you
whole...
Get your stinking dirty carcass off my lawn.
Especially with the whole Adult Swim thing, they could have really ran with it. Because the way that whole block is set up...
Well, they'd need a typewriter and like a black screen or something like that.
No, they could have ran with it for weeks, though, on that, though.
I don't know. They seriously, like, what kind of level of insensitivity would it be if they just said, you know, no, you guys are wrong and you don't deserve any money?
None.
Seriously.
Everyone would have...
Just
no
give
one
them the money
cared.
And start like making fun
just
of it.
Just say,
completely.
Listen, we did this in how many different cities? 7?
Yeah, something like that.
And nobody said a thing.
Nobody said boo.
And the thing is, it was a big story in the news, right? The following Sunday, the show comes on like 11:45 or something like that.
Oh, with the apology?
Yeah. Before the apology. Usually at 11 o'clock, their first thing up was the apology.
Yeah.
But then the normal show, they got their normal ratings like they normally would every week. No big spike in the show or anything.
No
nothing
blow
at all.
Up.
No. Yeah, it didn't promote the show at
no
all.
No blow up.
And like, have you ever seen
get
that
it?
Show? Yeah, no.
No.
Blow. You're doing my jokes now.
Yeah, but I mean, really, like, it's so stupid how they do television and radio ratings. It's the same people.
It has nothing to do with people watching TV.
It really doesn't.
No.
You figure by now they would find a way to figure out who exactly is watching.
Well,
and go on that.
Once the internet and TV are completely
merged
into
one,
they have to
once
have a way
inter
with
TV.
The
cable. Inter TV.
They have to.
Well,
they have,
I mean,
because they use
households.
Bandwidth, right?
Boxes. They have little boxes that they're attached
Nielsen?
To.
Nielsen.
Yeah, Nielsen boxes.
Yeah, the Nielsen
but that's
boxes.
Only special people.
Yeah, yeah but those are the ratings.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I was part of a Nielsen family.
We were going
it wasn't,
to.
It wasn't a box. I had to write down every fucking show I watched.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was disgusting, but I did it, and I fudged the whole fucking thing.
In ballpoint pen?
All the shows that I loved and never got to watch, I'd always write it in, like,
fucking
every day.
Fucking Anne Frank over here.
Wow.
Every day. I made my own revisionist history of it.
Hogan's Heroes.
That's not even on the air anymore.
It should be. I watched The Dukes of Hazzard 6 million times.
One for every victim.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice callback. Anyway, we were actually going to get the
Hot
box.
Scott, the Moils of Hazzard.
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
We were going to get the Nielsen box.
The Goyams from the South. But,
the Kikes will rise again.
Wow.
Turn his mic off.
Seriously, that's like...
But yeah, they said our TV was too complicated.
What?
We had just gotten like a new Mitsubishi TV.
No, wait a minute. It was too complicated to write stuff down from
no,
watching
the
it?
Box.
They had an
they actually
box.
They had they started using a box instead of writing stuff down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever you watched, the box would read, and then they would take the reading.
It was a goof
but
TV
they couldn't figure out how to hook it up to our TV.
All right, stop
so
right
they,
there.
They just said no.
This company shouldn't exist.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Sure.
The rating system is so stupid.
I guarantee it was just something that hooked into like the cable wire.
It probably went from the cable to that and then
to the TV.
This redefines the phrase phony baloney. It's absolute.
It's like how
harsh words, Matthew, please.
What is it?
This is a family show. Rise again, fine, but no phony baloney.
It's like
this is my home.
It's like how the old Nintendo's hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how complicated it was. Like, hook, done.
Oh, the RF adapter?
Yeah.
Yeah, but literally...
like, all these gook TVs are too damn complicated.
Jesus!
Once the Japs start making TV, once they go from dive bombers to TVs, that's when it's all over.
What's the chat room looking like, Derek?
I'm not in it.
You're probably kicked out of it.
Nobody else is.
Let's
either.
Play some 1941 on Super Nintendo.
Hey, I was just playing that a couple days
Were
ago.
You?
Yeah, okay. Rocked.
So anyway. All right, enough of Anne Frank. Do we have any more whole bunch of interesting news?
No, we got 5 minutes left in the show.
I thought we'd go as long as we want, unless Derek doesn't want to.
Let's go a little longer.
He wants to go to the diner, though.
I know.
I am hungry.
All right, well, we'll build up more of an appetite. All
right. Let's just end right now, then.
All right.
So what are we talking about? Why don't we talk about this dieting thing that...
I know, we never have any news
Steve
to talk
wants
about,
to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It's extreme dieting.
Apparently a teen model in Brazil dies 6 months after her anorexic sister died.
Really?
And this is really funny.
Now, I heard about the other one dying.
This all is really all funny. I know is they sound like two of the hottest sisters ever.
Yeah.
The one here is really hot in this picture.
Yeah.
Little skinny, but nothing terrible.
She looks like Anne Frank.
Kind of, yeah. What Anne Frank would look like if she lived in Sao Paulo.
Oh, you know what? You know
if
what?
If Anne Frank was real, she'd look like that.
Before Steve gets into this, speaking of someone looking like Anne Frank, there was a website.
Oh,
I don't know if there's if it's still around, but you could put your face on it, and it would tell you what celebrities or famous people that you look like.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I put a picture in, and I put for my results to list, you know, either male or female, just to see as a joke. And I got a likeness for Alanis Morissette, but Steve, when he put his picture in. One of the likenesses for females that he got was Anne Frank.
Frank?
I don't... It didn't
There's
look
something hidden right
anything
there.
Anything like him. The picture they brought up was ridiculous.
I am Anne Frank.
It wasn't
Steve
even
looks
remotely
as much
close.
Like Anne Frank as you do Alanis Morissette.
Precisely.
Yeah. That sums it up right there.
That's all you need to know. Anyway, the caption under the sister that died or died first says "into thin air."
That's in the paper.
That's in the Post.
Well, oh yeah, that's the Post.
I love the Post for that reason. That's what it says.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Into thin air.
Local fat guy vanishes into fat air.
She's believed to have suffered a heart attack.
Yeah.
But it says, of course, they have the bullshit like, blah blah blah. She was taking part in Montevideo. Suffer from alimentary deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
How about you're just being a pretentious
that
cunt?
That means she didn't eat enough.
You're being a pretentious cunt. Knock it off and eat
something. She could have gotten Alimentum baby formula and drank it and survived. Fucking idiot.
Have a peanut butter sandwich, you cunt.
Yeah. Baby formula. Well, apparently, actually,
get some Jif creamy and put in a fucking IV.
That's a good segue because Anna Nicole's former nanny said she was starving her baby to make her look sexy.
Sexy.
She said that
sexy baby.
She was supposed to be.
She couldn't give a trim spa yet.
she probably
She's
was
a shrimp spa
trim spa baby.
baby.
It was probably coming through her tits every time she was feeding her.
Wow.
It said she was the correct amount of baby food was 3 ounces every 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Ms. Marshall insisted that the maximum was 2.5 ounces.
Wait a minute.
So it wasn't getting
0.5
ounces.
Whoa.
That's not terrible.
She's calling herself Ms. Marshall.
Well, that's how the nanny is referring to Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
Because that's her real name.
No,
Vicky Marshall.
Bullshit.
What?
That's what her married name was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
her week-long marriage to some oil tycoon.
No, she has to be referred to that, I guess, in order to ensure that she gets the $400 million.
Yeah.
No, this is the nanny. I don't
that,
the,
yeah,
the,
I know.
The nanny.
$1 for every Jew that was
well,
killed.
It says,
wow, $400 million.
Might as well.
It was actually, it was
once
6
you get
billion.
Past 2 million.
6 billion.
It was actually, I heard a number, 6 billion.
Well, somebody died. Said that in error once.
No, that's McDonald's.
Someone
Six
said that
billion
in sincerity.
Served.
Craig
Wasn't
was
that
there.
McDonald's?
That was what's his face?
Yeah.
The gay kid that Megan knew.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
That tool.
He swore 6 billion. Like,
6
he
billion.
Said it with dead, like, serious.
Yeah. At that point, when he said that, there weren't 6 billion people alive.
No.
The potential population of the world in 2007 died in 1945.
Wow. This is so gone.
Anyway,
all
wow,
over
this
place.
Is just really just a.
This show started at such a weird angle. Started with Roddy Piper and it's ending with this.
It all got screwed
well,
up.
No,
by
honestly, it was
Hot
Roddy Piper's
Scott
yeah.
the blackout.
It was the blackout mixed with Roddy Piper's racism that has fueled this show tonight.
It's true.
Okay, let's continue, Steve.
This is interesting. I a little reading a little further. Apparently, a lot of people are claiming to be the father of this baby.
Yes,
God knows.
There's three, there's three now. Yeah, they all want $400 million, Steve.
Well, you know,
I don't know
too,
why Joshua Gabor's husband wants the money. He doesn't need the money.
He's
doesn't
a
even
prince.
A kid.
Does Howard K. Stern, the rich lawyer, need $400 million?
Yes, he does. He's a douchebag. Was it? Was it? Joshua Gabor
or something?
He's a self-imposed prince. He gave a lot of money to get that title.
Oh, he's a self-proclaimed prince.
Self-proclaimed.
Just like I'm the Prince of Kingsburg, then.
That's the elephant man. That's the elephant man.
You have to give more than $5 to a bum in Kingsburg to get that title.
Exactly.
Well, a bum would be anybody who lives in that town.
Go ahead.
Douchebags.
I can ride a bike drunk. I'm a prince. I have more than two teeth. I'm a king.
Do you have more there, Steve?
Kind of
a lot more
really.
Than two.
Kind of not really. Some German chap came into my office today and claimed he is the father.
German chap?
German chap? Who talks like that?
It was Hitler.
Yeah.
Is that
chap.
Howard Stern?
German chap.
With my one ball, I impregnated her.
Me and Lefty got down to some good work.
Unbelievable.
God. Yeah, it's pretty much done, but that's... She starved her baby. 0.5 ounces is not starving. That's
if
not
for
a
baby,
difference.
It might be. It might
you think
be.
That's a big difference?
Well,
0.5 ounces.
Well, wait.
If you
how much
a baby,
total?
They said it was supposed to be the correct amount was supposed to be 3 ounces.
So she cut out 1/6 of its diet.
Yeah.
So if you cut out 1/6 of your diet every day, you would probably lose weight.
One less Kit Kat bar. That's
fine.
It.
So a baby would definitely be in danger.
Yeah, well, I guess
for having
it doesn't seem like it, but yeah, I guess
18% right. of its diet cut out.
Yeah, it is a baby. You gotta remember.
They really should just steamroll it because I'm tired of hearing about it.
Wow.
Should. I really am tired.
They should
of
Roger Rabbit it.
They should just bury the baby with the money and just get it over with.
Awesome. Bury her son on top of her and the baby. The and baby
then,
in between.
Like and then dig it up in a year and look at all the little baby fingernails on the casket.
Where in the earth is Danny Lynn Nicole Smith?
Wow.
Danny Lynn
Nicole Smith.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Oh.
The baby's supposed
to
eat like almost like over a pound of food a day.
A pound?
Well, it's...
A hungry man dinner.
It's, what, 24 ounces of food?
Where?
Hungry baby.
Per day?
Wait, what happens?
Hungry 3 ounces baby. Every 3 hours.
For how many hours is it awake?
Yeah.
Well, like I think you're supposed to wake them up. You're supposed to feed them every 3 hours, probably.
Yeah.
So that's, what, 24 ounces?
That's why they shit so much.
16 ounces a pound, so it's like... Like they eat like a pound and a half, and they shit like a pound and a half.
What's Derek's
but
excuse?
But they obviously need that food.
Yeah, in order to grow.
White
exactly.
Their cells are expanding at or multiplying at a ridiculous rate, so they need to supply it.
I mean, that pound is probably like...
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh.
A tenth of its weight?
Pretty much.
It goes for probably like a tenth of its weight every day and shit. Just think of that right there.
Good point.
And you're cutting it down in half?
Yeah. Good point. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. No, Craig has a point.
Yeah, she's not a genius.
Give me another one of those chips.
I guess that's why she's dead.
So what about that JetBlue stuff? What happened with that?
Go ahead.
Oh, people got left in the tarmac for like 10, 11 hours yesterday because of the snow. Because they totally forgot about the planes.
Why is that news?
Because it was something... Because
it
was
stuck for 9 hours. JetBlue does not offer food.
They offer like snacks.
Yo, if I'm the pilot...
Here's a wafer.
No, they, it's not,
they have peanuts.
Tower.
No,
this
they,
is,
they have some
Blue
decent snacks. I'll give you that. I've been on their planes.
We've been sitting here for... 5 hours.
They got like neglected by the.
For some reason, Derek loved that.
There's a little bit of ice in our wings.
Now, Craig, you're too audible.
What's the
you
big
have to
deal?
Muffle it more.
They do not offer food.
Tower. This is JetBlue Flight 283. We've been here for 9 hours.
What?
Can we go
we're still
home
on
now?
The runway?
There's a little bit of ice on our wings,
they
and we're
just
out of peanuts.
Totally avoided them like the whole day. And these people were flipping out.
Yeah.
Like supposedly the toilets were filled and they were stinking.
Oh, I bet they
there's
were.
There's an angry black mob forming in the back of the plane for Black College Week going down to Florida.
Wow.
Black College Week.
Black College Week.
They get to go to college for 1 week for free out of the year.
It was a superdome of airplanes.
Superdome.
It breaks into a scene from Planet of the Apes.
Oh,
wow.
People with nets and tridents are coming out of the overhead.
On horseback?
Yeah.
They took his damn brain.
Do you have the audio clip, Derek?
I don't think so.
No. I don't feel like finding it.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a black William Shatner, like, seeing a white gremlin.
Wow.
Nah, never mind.
Dead. There's something on the wing.
Oh, hey, man. There's something on the motherfucking wing.
It appears to be snow wing, and ice. Yeah.
It's a snake.
It's a gremlin.
That's William Shatner.
It's a gremlin. It was actually a car.
Wow.
On the wing. And it blew up.
Yeah.
Because there was a wrestler in it from Exercise.
Yeah, X-Pac was in the damn gremlin.
X-Pac tried to get in the plane exploded. Oh my God.
X-Pac trying to throw his bag overhead. Kaboom!
The announcers are always prepared for an explosion.
Sir, that bag won't fit in that compartment. Let me throw it underneath for you. Kaboom!
X-Pac is running China's head through the wall. Kaboom!
Wow!
Would you like a pillow? Kaboom!
Let me fluff that for you. Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom! Wow. Kaboom.
He hit her G-spot and exploded.
I still never saw that porno. I
no,
don't.
Steve's crying right now.
Everybody says don't see it.
No,
that
don't.
Makes you want to see
don't.
It so bad.
You don't want to see you don't want to see it.
First you got to see Peter Steele. And then
wow.
You can see
Peter Steele having sex with China.
Oh, you'll see
Peter never.
Wait. Peter Steele is slightly bigger than China.
China Steele.
Wait, hold on. You'll see Xbox small penis and try to envelop that big humongous labia and vagina.
Literally, wow. It's like a Venus flytrap.
Oh my God.
But you will not look at a picture of Peter Steele because you'll automatically get a hard on, seems.
Oh my God.
You have no problem looking at China's dick.
Well, her vagina is like the Sarlacc.
Wow.
It was.
Wow.
There's tentacles coming out and grabbing Boba Fett's leg.
Did it have like bony hooks so you can only go in but you can't pull it out?
Exactly.
Oh, ew. Oh.
Wow.
Arms, so you can only enter but not leave.
Oh. You check in, but you don't check out.
It was like the rape condom.
Right in the middle of the porno, Billy Dee Williams is just hanging off of her.
I thought you could, I thought you couldn't see.
Craig, did you see
a little
that,
higher,
that's like
little
the
higher.
Rape condom?
Yes, I
not
did.
Not the anti-rape condom. There's a new one now. Oops. The rape condom.
You turn it inside out.
It's a condom with steel barbs on it.
Fuck you.
It's a condom coated in Teflon.
Wow.
Ooh.
Razor wire.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
It just slips right out.
Right now.
Yeah.
Past the barbs.
And so, the yeah.
What are you looking at?
Jesus.
I'm looking at this.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Son of a butthead.
Oh, it's past midnight. That's why. We get, like, punch drunk.
We do. Yeah.
I get just drunk.
Fine.
You are drunk.
I don't know.
Now, I was looking at this article about teens, the teen hiccuping for... They actually call it hiccup. I thought it was high cough. I thought that was the actual spelling of it.
Hiccup.
No, that's hiccup.
No, it's hiccup.
H-I-C-C-U-P. Yeah, hiccup.
Really? I thought it was H-I-C-O-U-G-H.
Maybe in Russia.
Maybe in some fucked up country.
My ex-girlfriend actually had hiccups for about a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Annoying.
That's terrible.
It makes a blowjob kind of awkward.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, she
can air go down there.
They gave her.
Would that go to my heart?
Muscle relaxers.
Yeah,
right?
They gave her all these muscle relaxers, and like she would just like we used to like wrestle or whatever, and she would just like
oh,
fall.
No,
like I would just like push her, and she would just go and like fall on the ground.
She would go like what? Derek?
Equilibrium gone.
Yeah,
you would smash your head into brick walls.
Oh, he never did that.
No, that was someone else.
That never happened. No, I know. That was the most disgusting noise I ever heard because I knew it was a human head hitting a brick wall.
Ow.
And she was done.
I'm hurting.
I was waiting like for the build up, like one day be like, "Hi, I'm Derek," and then he like puts her on a table and dives on Pizza Hut. Does like a flying headbutt.
Wow.
Kaboom.
Now, Derek, for those who don't know, obviously, Derek would like he's you know, would be
Derek's
like,
a womanizer.
Rough. He'd be a little rough.
Oh yeah. I'm
Well, he's
no,
calmed
Derek,
down.
She Derek didn't understand how much he loved her.
Yeah.
And he would prove it daily.
Many years ago, Derek picked a girl up in a fireman's carry at Pizza Hut. And he went to do an airplane spin, I assume.
I picked her up.
I assume.
And there was a brick wall behind me.
Yeah,
and I didn't,
he didn't
really
see it.
You know.
You're kidding me.
It was the wall
so I
of the building.
Her up. and your head just smashed right into the wall.
I thought you were going to try and do an airplane spin.
I don't know what I was...
It looked like.
I picked her up, and she hit the wall.
And break her skull.
Okay.
So, like, I bent down, went around her waist, picked her up, and she just... All she saw was the brick wall get closer and closer, and finally...
It sounded like a cabbage getting hit with a hammer.
And I had that weird thing where I had to, like, I had this woman on my arm, and I had to turn around and go, uh-oh.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
What do I do?
Wait a minute. I just hit the wall.
Craig, I killed another one.
You still have that shovel in your truck?
So who wants to make a meat lovers?
Yeah. I had to put her down and say, are you okay?
She's woozy.
And feigned concerned.
Those were the good old days.
And one of my other girlfriends, I actually slammed into my windshield.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
McDonald's parking lot.
I remember
A minute. How did the dialogue go?
I don't know.
There was a crack in your windshield from her head, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she said, ow, my knees.
Yeah.
And you said, ow,
what
did my
windshield? Look what you did to my windshield.
Screw your knees.
Look what you did to my windshield because I slid on ice.
I actually saw her going to the windshield because I was driving into McDonald's and I was driving fast and like an asshole. And I hit the brake and I hydroplaned and I was like, oh shit. And right in front of me was like the big light pole, you know?
Yeah, like with the concrete base.
Yeah, the concrete base for assholes who to hit it.
For assholes to go speeding into the parking lot.
And she had
thought it was ice that you slid on.
No, it was rain.
Okay. Because
it was raining at the time.
Yeah.
And she had this thing where she just didn't want to put her seatbelt on. And I would tell her on a daily basis, put your fucking seatbelt on, you know? I just started driving. And she
taught her a lesson.
Yeah. And like I'm like ready to crash.
This is what I call an attention getter.
I look over right as we're about to crash, and I see her like fly out of her seat. Her head smashes into the windshield, and her knees hit the glove compartment. And she goes, oh, my knees. Just like, your knees? Are you kidding me? My windshield was
gourd,
gone.
Lady.
See, Derek knows how to cure hiccups.
Yeah, I smashed
look at my windshield.
Wall.
You know how many Big Macs I'm not going to be able to eat now to pay for that?
Wow.
You bitch.
Derek cures hiccups with head trauma.
How many people have you almost killed with your car?
Or
with life.
I think she still has to get, like, a yearly CAT scan.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the last time I talked to her, she reminded me about that.
Yeah.
I was like, because
I'm surprised she can remember it.
I think it was the last thing we talked about.
Wow.
I was like, so do you still have to get that done? She's like, yeah.
I need a lobotomy now. Thanks, Derek.
Awesome.
I'll never have the hiccups again.
Not around Derek, anyway.
But yeah, I don't think I ever severely hurt that particular girlfriend that had hiccups.
Okay.
The one that got away.
I never threw her into a wall that I know of.
Maybe you should have.
I think I should have.
Anyway.
Yeah, hiccups for a year. That had to have been fantastic.
Hell Jennifer Me can't stop hiccuping.
Jennifer Me?
Me, M-E-E. Windows M-E-E. Can't stop hiccuping.
Dumb.
For how long now?
For more than 3 weeks now, the 15-year-old St. Petersburg teen has hiccuped close to 50 times a minute.
What? That is
that's
myself.
A bit much.
That is almost one per second.
Be a fucking handgun in my mouth as
Andy.
I'm hiccuping.
My God,
that's as believable as Anne Frank.
Despite the best efforts of doctors and home remedies,
that's as believable as some of my stories.
No, there was a guy a few years ago who hiccuped for. it was in the years.
Yeah,
it was like it was so unbelievably ridiculous.
I'd induce a coma.
She's had blood tests.
If I was hiccuping once every second for 3 weeks,
there's something
wrong.
Put
me in a coma.
Seriously.
Put me in a fucking coma.
Put her in a permanent coma.
You can't talk. How can you
at
talk?
Least that way you see if it's like involuntary or like something's going
on. What do you do? Do you get used to it?
You bring Derek to her house.
How can she eat?
How do you sleep?
I don't know.
How do you live?
She's had blood tests, a CT scan, and an MRI. Drugs haven't worked. Neither has holding her breath.
Screw that shit.
Putting
give
sugar
her
under her
Bismol.
Tongue.
Send her on a date with Derek.
Pickle juice. Why don't we just send Scare Vaughn down there and just rip his clothes off?
Have they started the blood?
Why me?
She'll vomit her brain.
You should talk. Right in my line of sight.
Have they started the blood force trauma to the head?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fat fuck.
Have they started the Maguire treatment?
The trunk. I actually have the cure for hiccups.
Oh, yes. Slam head to I've the used wall. It too, and it
works. And I'm not going to say what it is. No,
The thing Eric did. It's a what?
Yeah.
It works. It's a what?
It'll work on a person if they've never heard it before, but it only works once.
Yep. What?
It's a what?
Actually, there's actually two of them.
It's Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Kicker in the balls.
So, yeah. But it does work, right, Carly?
Works
it
me.
Worked on Carly.
We're not going to explain it, are
worked
we?
Worked on Steve.
I can always cure my own hiccups by holding my breath for 30 seconds.
I can't.
I
can't hold my breath
works.
For more than 10 seconds.
For some reason, it always works. 30 seconds. Like I cold boot myself.
Cold boot. Yeah. Wow. So it's got to be computer lingo.
And it works. Actually, Derek used that phrase, cold boot, when I first told him about it years ago.
Oh.
That's one of those little things that I remember.
Dork.
That Derek hates. What? When I bring up things that are so insignificant from the past.
I use the word cold boot.
You said, wow, you like cold boot yourself? Yeah.
Fucking nerds.
He's trying to...
Geek.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just have to take your word on that.
I'm going to have to.
Uh-huh. It's one of those things.
He's like an elephant. He don't forget shit.
He really doesn't.
And
so
yes,
I don't care.
People I was arguing with him online over who won the WWF title in Hershey Park. And I finally had to say, okay, maybe it was Rick Flair.
Talking about Hershey Park.
Rick Flair, anybody who is listening to this show, please verify, if you're in the chat room right now, that Rick Flair defeated Randy Savage for the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship.
The power
Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, at a house
like
show.
In September or August 1992.
That guy from
at a house
92.
Show.
And then Bret Hart
the
got it.
No way.
92.
What is it? The guy from Japan will be all over this. He'll
and then Bret Hart won it in Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon.
Whatever.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon. What a tool.
Saskatoon.
Canada's best kept secret. Saskatoon,
you've
Saskatchewan.
Been there?
Yeah, I bet.
No, never been there.
You've
but anyway.
The, you've had the butter?
No.
No? Okay.
I want to go to Canada.
I know you do.
Me too.
I think that'd be
it's
fun.
Filled
I
with bums
go to
and weird money.
Yeah, me too.
But there's no collards.
There's a lot.
They have their
there's,
African
there's colors,
colors
and
they
have bums.
Yeah, and
they all speak French.
A lot of French.
Yeah,
well, I can kind of get by on French. I think
French bums. Ugh.
I'm reading more about this
the hiccup
hiccuping thing.
Yeah,
and I've always wondered why I get hiccups from eating French fries. I get it very often. If I eat them, I notice if I eat them too quickly, and I always attribute it to not breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
inhaling the inhalation of French fries.
And it's the carbon dioxide is just building up in my lungs or something like that, and it's causing some
maybe
kind
it's,
of weird
maybe it's all
muscle
the steam
thing.
Coming out of your stomach from the hot fry.
It could be.
Maybe you actually chew them on the way down. It
but
might dissipate some of that.
This says that they can start for no reason or be triggered by anything from spicy foods to stress. So I'm assuming that there's something in French fries that make me hiccup.
It's the stress of eating them.
The
salty
next time
goodness.
We go out. Next time we go out, I will try and induce hiccups from eating French
we'll
fries.
We're just eating French fries.
Which just an excuse for him to eat French fries.
Which will be momentarily.
Momentarily. In a few minutes. And we'll come back and we'll let you all know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No,
I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh, when I eat M&M's now, I get really bad heartburn.
What?
It's just
sugar.
M&M's.
Chocolate.
It.
Sugar.
I don't know. It must be the chocolate.
Maybe the chocolate.
I can eat like a Caramello or a Crunch bar or anything. It's fine. If I eat M&M's, like a small bag of M&M's, like a regular bag, yeah, I get like heartburn like crazy.
I've been getting severe heartburn after like a long workout or something like that.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Oops.
Are you eating chili dogs while you're working out?
That's not my workout.
In his mouth.
I get heartburn when I'm extremely stressed out, like when I'm screaming, like holding it all in. And I'm punching walls.
Like when you were driving to work yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you're a postal man. Oh, great.
Yes, yes.
Let's Who is Dreamer NJ?
That is Webmaster Mike.
That is Mike.
Yep. Awesome.
I thought so.
Hi, Mike. Awesome. Is
he
on the chat room?
Yes. Very interesting
He's
things
in the
say.
Chat room.
He is?
Yeah. Oh.
He actually texted me with some statistics from...
Oh, the Anna Nicole thing?
Well...
Oh.
New Jersey car crashes?
I'm yeah, sorry. Actually, no, it was Valentine's Day statistics. And
the condoms?
It was like an outrageous percentage of women would rather spend Valentine's Day alone than with their husbands.
Yeah, guy.
And
who cares?
If their dog was a man they would rather have the dog as a boyfriend.
That penis, the man. That lipstick penis. In
yeah, because hey, Carly, what do you think about that?
When you put peanut butter in your vagina, a man doesn't lick it.
Pussy. Pussy.
6%,
yeah, but it's your dog.
6% of people base a potential date on their cell phone.
What? Pardon?
As in, like,
what the hell is that?
What kind of cell phone?
I met
a
girl tonight. She had a Razor. That's hot.
Yeah,
that is ridiculous. That's
Those are called people that need to be sent to concentration camps.
No. Euthanasia. That's the only answer.
Well, that's essentially a euphemism for euthanasia.
I know, but a euphemism. It's a euthanism.
There you go.
All right.
So anyway.
Like a Vaughn's gut is hanging out.
Oh my god, it is. His whole torso is hanging out now.
It was so cold the other day.
You have a Chinese belly button.
He does.
My dick looked like his nipples.
Oh my god.
Inverted.
It did the turtle, huh?
No. Yeah.
It was so cold last night we walked to the store.
When we were walking to the store, because it was easier.
Why were you walking to the store?
Because it was easier than getting out of my block that was not plowed still.
Yeah.
So we walked over to local dot stop, and it was so cold that my penis retracted into my body.
What? It'll do that.
It searched for warmth inside my stomach.
Cold. I've never been that cold.
No, it was that cold.
It was that cold.
I'm that cold right now.
Blasted in the face.
That's my excuse.
Wow.
The wind was blowing so hard, I'm going to ignore that.
I'm cold all year round.
And Irish.
All bag, no pipe.
Bingo.
I love
every
that
day. Every year.
All corn, no beef.
365, baby. All corn, no beef. That's
all corn,
good.
No beef.
That's awesome. That's the best.
That's my new MySpace name. Look for it.
All corn, no beef?
Yeah.
I like Bulk Logan.
Yeah, time for something.
200 proof.
What is 200 proof? What is that supposed to be?
VH1 has this white rapper show, reality thing.
Oh,
there was this guy on there. You remember the guy? Do you know any of the names? There was a guy.
I didn't really see it. I just saw it advertised.
Do you remember the dumb hick with the mohawk?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
His name is Hunter Proof. Stephen Jamie said I look like him.
I've never seen him.
Insulted and disgusted so bad. He looks like a retard.
Okay.
Like, well, okay,
a mohawk.
I don't look retarded. I mean, you know, say what you want about it.
Just mildly.
A little Down syndrome, but not quite retarded.
Little bags around my eyes. That's about it.
Wow.
You got that little Tay-Sachs syndrome thing going.
Took me a second, but it was like, whoa.
Wow.
I missed something.
That was a total joke.
I did too.
No, it was a total joke. A total joke. You'll hear it. You'll hear
all
it.
All the hugs you give out, give it away too.
Oh, yeah.
Random strangers don't need hugs.
Singing High Hopes all the time.
Yeah, and as we know, they are perpetually horny, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that is true, yeah. That I am retarded.
Wow.
Steve will hump anything. Especially the proofer.
Time and time again. That was Eric. That wasn't me.
The proofer.
No, that started off with the retard.
Yeah. Oh, the one whose girlfriend lived in the toilet.
Wow.
Oh, and also the and also the dishwasher.
Name dropping.
Wow. We're really throwing them out there, aren't we?
What? Some retard's fake girlfriend? Janice?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Fucking Cheeto Lips girlfriend's going to figure this one out.
Carly's telling us to wrap it up.
Oh.
Yeah, my stomach is. I'm getting hungry.
My stomach hurts.
Oh.
Carly's now telling us to wrap it up?
Carly gave me the
she's
wrap
producing.
It up.
Great.
Because we're now throwing out names.
You guys
are
dive bombing into oblivion.
Yeah, because she's not giving out where I work.
Wow.
Did you edit that out?
If.
Holy shit.
No, I edited the whole show
he
out.
He just edited the show out of existence.
We are never doing a Hot Wings challenge ever again.
No, yes.
It was such a complete failure.
It was a bore.
You're both winners.
Yes. Winner.
How's that?
Two towers.
It's
two
over?
Two towers.
Yeah, well, Carly says it's over. It must be over.
That's it.
Thanks, Carly.
Thank you,
everybody
Carly.
Everybody
who's
listening
you.
And enjoying the
way
show.
To go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank
yeah,
you,
sorry.
Carly. I wanted to go to bed. Thank
sorry.
You.
Sorry.
You can say, fuck you, Carly.
No,
wow.
Don't fuck
over.
Carly. Fuck Matt.
Wow.
I don't think he needs that kind of
oh, my goodness.
Publicity.
All right. We're going to go to the diner and get some food.
Yay.
I'll get the hiccup.
AR
I get to go to
stickers
bed.
At AOL.com.
Oh,
we didn't talk about Batman.
Oh, maybe we'll do an extra show. When
real
it
quick,
ends.
Three Arizona schools put on lockdown after a Batman sighting.
But there was no Batman.
What? Three schools in North Phoenix suburb of Cave Creek were on lockdown for about 45 minutes this morning after someone reported a person dressed as Batman run across campus, jump a fence, and disappear into the desert.
What a dopey fucking asshole.
Derek, can you read what that actually said?
Is this breaking news?
Because I don't believe that for one second.
No.
I also heard a news story that a local pig man was terrorizing the local McDonald's.
Oh,
Matt,
no.
Matt, I just wrote that down.
And he had some big retard guy with him, too.
That's terrible.
You fuckface.
Anyway.
Thank you, Carly.
Bitch,
you get to go to bed. Aristocratsradio.com.
Thank you, Vaughn.
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
Damn. Good night.
Good night.
Not even Vaughn anymore. You're like an entity.
You are, yeah.
You're a fucking character. Great.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Fantastic.
What's going on?
I don't know. He sent me a link, but it didn't work.
Ooh. Farted.